If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Oh, you touched my tra-la-la. My ding-ding-dong.
Wow, look at how gay we are. I am so gay with my gayness.
Me too. I'm a homo.
Meat packers. I'm a happily married man.
Who wants some man meat?
I do. I want some man meat.
You know, I was going to rent that the other night, but then I remembered I'm a heterosexual.
Oh, you touched my ta-la-la.
You're gay. That's what you are. That's what you always be.
That is the gayest thing I've ever heard.
Could you be any gayer?
So right now, I'm standing in the gayest place on Earth.
I guess so.
A little gay.
Only a little?
No, it's very gay.
Y'all be good. Praise the Lord. Don't smoke, don't drink, don't fornicate, don't commit adultery. Don't you be gay, and God will love you.
And now,
gay?
Yes.
Our feature presentation.
Very special open today.
Yeah.
Morning, everybody. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:31, and it is Wednesday, the 18th of February. Had to practically drag Dave, the King of Mexico, into the studio today.
Why?
He just kind of poured out of his car in the parking lot. He's got no will to live.
What's the problem? Because of the Clippers game last night?
Yep.
Tell us about that, won't
you? Did
you
see the Clippers game? I said, no, I don't really watch the Clippers on a regular basis. Apparently, they played the Suns, and the Clippers had 100 points. Not bad.
Yeah, 100
points
good.
Is, you know, right
better
around
better than most nights for L.A., that's for sure.
But the Suns had 140.
Right.
And 140?
Yeah, and I don't know what the record is for the most amounts, points scored. That's probably not it, but it's got to be in the area. 140 to 100.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
That's the most you see in any given season, that's for sure.
Yes.
And wasn't there some sort of big fight last night, too, in the game?
But at least their best player on the floor punched a guy in the face. At least that happened.
Oh. Okay. That's the
so
one.
So he's got that working for him, too.
Well, you can understand the frustration. My God.
140 to 100.
Wow. That does kind of hurt.
That's brutal.
And I had the Clippers plus 39. Damn it! Did I not win that bet?
You are not a good better.
You can call about that or any other topic. Kevin Bean's What It Do Nephew, the Wednesday edition, is going to be on the air in about a minute at 1-800-520-1067. The problem with Dave is that he seems committed to the Clippers, inexplicably, and he's going to continue to be a fan, and he's going to continue to get hurt every day. I mean, he's Rihanna in this relationship, I'm sorry to say.
Man, oh man. And so then I was like, you just want to just, you know, give up the bet, just pay it off and just have that, you know, not hanging over your head.
Sure.
No, I'm looking forward because I guess the trade deadline is tomorrow.
This week sometime.
Yeah. And he really thinks that they're going to bring in someone good that's going to turn the season around.
Wow.
So.
Well, LeBron said he's itching to come to the Clippers.
He did. That's true. That is true. But anyway, so Dave's having...
Poor little Dave.
Dave's having a rough time.
That's sad.
And it really does suck. And I've said 100 times on this show, the Clippers don't deserve the Clippers fans. They just don't deserve it.
Absolutely.
And it's not even... It's some of the players, but it's mostly the, you know, ownership.
The owner, yeah.
But the guys who are Clipper fans, man, they will not turn on them. 140 to 100.
Yep.
That is a long, long night. All right, let's take your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. It's Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
As usual, you get on the air, you get a prize. Today, it's a pair of lift tickets to join K-Rock at Bear Mountain on February the 28th, plus a $50 gift card to Burton Snowboard's flagship store, which is on Melrose. You get all of that just for 30 seconds of your time on the Kevin and Bean Show.
All right, let's begin with Ray at El Monte. Good morning, Ray.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
What it do, baby boo?
Hello, Ray.
American Idol is the worst thing on television today. This is just awful. I can't even stand it anymore out of 8 seasons. I can't even believe I wasted 2 hours last night just watching that.
Okay, but here's my question. If American Idol sucks, you don't have any other options? You can't turn it off? You can't watch something else?
I don't have cable and
DVD?
Only news and so, yeah.
Dude, there's you watched else 2 hours of a show you hate last night? If you know you hate it, why didn't you hate it after the first 5 minutes and be done with it?
Oh, because you just want, you're waiting to see if anybody's going to be better. You're waiting to see if anybody can actually, you know, be a little bit entertaining. And it just got worse. Every single person after that.
Well, that's on you.
Yeah, that is on you.
I mean, you did every minute of that 2 hours. You could see what was coming next, and that's the same.
There were some very poor performances last night. There were people that you could not believe they made it into the final 36, to tell you the truth. But there were also some highlights. There were some good moments last night.
I have T-voted.
Yeah.
And that is the way to watch American Idol.
That is the way to watch it.
You can fast forward immediately, and
absolutely,
then you can just, you know, slow down for the good stuff.
I can knock that sucker out in 20 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way I watch sports, too, because then you don't have a halftime or in-between periods in hockey. You can just fast-forward through it.
Yes, the
way
best.
To do it. Just start late. All right, let's go to Raquel in Rancho Cucamonga.
What did you, nephew? What did you, baby boo?
What did you, Raquel?
Morning, Raquel. What's going on?
I found this recipe yesterday online for hot Cheetos and eggs. It's like an old college recipe, and people swear by it.
You saw a recipe for hot Cheetos and eggs?
Yeah, it's scrambled eggs with hot Cheetos, Worcestershire sauce. If I'm saying that right, and mozzarella cheese.
That sounds terrible.
I think that sounds terrific. Are you kidding me?
Bean,
that sounds great.
Bean, you're going to have to try it this morning.
I'm going to have to try it. Yeah. Not today, but this weekend I'll try it.
Okay, and you have to let us know.
Okay, I'll call you back. I'll let you know.
Yeah, I do.
If you have the recipe, send it to us. I'd like to see it.
I will. Just send it to your email?
Yeah,
that'd be great.
Bean at krock.com. He's the guy that'll try it. He's obsessed.
Later today.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Rick.
I appreciate that. I now wake up almost every morning to hot Cheetos and Dr. Pepper. I mean, that's pretty much my standard breakfast
now. Breakfast of champions.
Well, that's my pre-breakfast. I still have an actual breakfast later, but hot Cheetos and Dr. Pepper is how I get the day going.
And the actual breakfast is Pop-Tarts?
sometimes it is. Okay. Although I'm boycotting them now. So.
Sure, yeah. Miguel in San Juan Capistrano. Good morning.
What a do, nephew.
What a do.
Hello, Miguel.
Hey, I got arrested on Saturday for hunting crows. Believe it or not.
Is that code?
Is it what?
Got arrested for hunting crows.
You were hunting crows? What were you doing?
Okay, hunting crows?
our city council is extremely pissed off because the crows are bagging all the swallows. You know, the swallows come back to Capistrano, yada, yada, yada. And so the city council comes out in a little paper. They're like, yeah, go out and shoot the crows because they're wrapped in feathers. Well, I go out there, you know, just beyond the city limits. And it started popping up a couple of rounds. I had some beers. You know, no big deal.
No. No, that's good.
That's how firearms are best enjoyed.
That's good.
Yeah, well, all of a sudden, I'm told, you know, get down, MF-er, this and that. I look behind me. There's a forest ranger. And so I got booked at Orange County Jail. I've never been to jail before. Worst experience of my life. And just treated like a complete criminal. So I'm traumatized.
Okay, help me out here because I'm not necessarily familiar with the hunting laws in your state, but is it illegal to hunt crows?
I thought it wasn't.
Or was the problem just where you were shooting a gun?
I guess because it was technically national forest land, they said.
Technically. I mean, if you're going to be technical about it.
Okay, well, that makes sense. So it's not even the crows. It wouldn't matter what you were shooting at. You just can't shoot a gun in a national forest then, right?
Correct. I guess so.
No, and they probably weren't thrilled that he was all smashed on alcohol. Probably didn't help.
Probably not. No. Yeah. No.
Okay. Well, you're a dumbass then. But thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Christian up in Valencia on line 4, please. Talking about the Kevin Bean singles party, which was this Friday night, Friday the 13th. Hey, Christian, you're on the air. Go ahead.
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do, Christian?
What's going on?
Hey, guys. Thanks for the hot tip on the videos. Those videos were actually really well done and pretty darn funny. I got a good chuckle out of them, especially when the small clip of Lisa. Whew, she really brought it, man.
She did.
She did. Lisa absolutely brought it.
She brought it. We're talking about you go to Kevin and Bean page, and it's either on the videos or on the front page of Kevin and Bean, and it's about, for the singles party. There's a confessional 2. You click on that, and it's all the people, you know, talking to the camera.
Right.
And then there's the Say No to the Armenian Comedian. And that one's funny as hell, too, because he's dressed as a clown, and they won't let him in, which Bean and I found out about yesterday afternoon. Very upset.
Oh, yeah.
We're horrified. Yeah.
There's going to be an investigation. Yeah.
Full-scale investigation on that one.
Yeah. And there's kind of a slow-mo of me throwing my drink into Sam's face.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It was like a gallon of drink, too. It wasn't just a little shot glass or anything.
It's pretty
right
evil.
In the face.
Oh.
Finally, revenge.
I love that Lisa did that. She's been corrupted now, ultimately.
There's no turning back.
Yeah.
It had to feel so good with all the years of rage bubbling up towards Sam.
It did. I mean, it was cathartic.
Yeah.
It was an amazing night for me.
All right, let's talk to David in Corona. Let's squeeze in one more. He's on line 8 this morning complaining about something. Hey, David, you're on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. What'd it do?
What'd it do, nephew?
What's going
what'd
on?
It do?
So what is up with Jay-Z jumping on these good band songs and totally ruining them? Because he made an album with Linkin Park, but right. Why is he starting to infect Coldplay now?
Well, I don't know that they would consider it infecting. I mean, they are obviously fans of Mr. Z, and they invited him.
Is he Mr. Z? Yeah, I love Jay-Z. I think he's a great rapper. That song that he did with Coldplay, that wasn't so good.
Yeah, I didn't like it that much either. I agree.
I don't know if that's his fault or where the fault lies, but it just didn't left this reviewer cold.
Yeah,
he's a respected rapper, but when it comes to jumping into rock music and like great bands like Coldplay, like I don't know, I just don't think they clash together.
I think they do clash.
I think they do clash together.
Yeah. But,
I mean, they do clash. Yeah. That's what I mean.
Wait, Jay-Z worked with the Clash? What?
Oh, never mind. Thank you for the call. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that came down. I imagine, you know, if you're in a band and you're Coldplay and you get a chance to work with Jay-Z, you would jump at it.
Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, he's very, very well respected and admired.
Didn't work quite as well, but.
I don't like that live version. I don't think is very good. I kind of like the studio version.
Do you?
Sounds better.
Yeah. I think it's good. You know, but it,
not
with,
great.
But with those two, you know, artists, you would think it would be better. Yeah. I would think, you know, but wasn't quite. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
All right.
We got in an argument yesterday after the show for about a half hour about Subway sandwiches
and the
people who work behind the counter at Subway.
Yeah.
And the people who order at Subway. And there's a lot of bad there.
A lot can go wrong.
A lot of bad. Any job where someone can watch you prepare their food, you know, really closely, that's going to be rough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would not want that job.
And Ralph had an experience where he was just about to take out a customer. Just about to just choke him out so that he could step up and order his own sandwich.
It's funny, after that conversation, I couldn't stop thinking about Subway, and I ended up going there for dinner. I got the sandwich for me and the sandwich for Donna, and the woman behind the counter was so phenomenal that I tried to talk her into flying to Connecticut to be in the Subway Sandwich Maker Finals because she was that good. She was just blazing. It was like watching a kung fu expert. Her hands were moving so fast.
What the F are you talking about?
I'm saying she was ambidextrous. She, well, you know, they have the best sandwich maker of the year every year.
No,
oh, come
nobody
on.
Knows
that.
Know that.
Yeah, it's on the Ocho. I've seen it. Anyway, so she was just blazing with both hands going, making sandwiches with both hands at the same time. It was phenomenal. I've never seen anything like it. I was very impressed.
Bean's like, you should go to the finals. And she's saying, what? What do you want? Do you want wheat bread or not?
She has thought about going to the finals, but she says you have to pay your own way to Connecticut, where the Subway headquarters are.
I'll sponsor you. Let's go.
You're working with both hands. So anyway, we'll talk about that this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. I don't know if you heard Ralph Showbiz's story that Sean Penn is going to try out for the Three Stooges. Is he auditioning or is he one of them?
I don't know.
Sean Penn, Three Stooges.
They are on the casting, but it's inspired.
They fit better together, you know, worse together than Coldplay and Jay-Z.
Yeah, definitely.
Cheetos and eggs.
We're going to talk to the Marijuana Policy Project spokesperson. They are calling for a boycott of Kellogg's. Because of the whole thing where they Kellogg's was the sponsor of the
Michael Phelps. I knew he was looking for
thank
that.
Thank you.
I would have preferred you wait to see if he could come and up with it, Lisa. Come on.
I'm sorry.
And they dropped him because of the whole bong thing. Well, now the charges have been dropped, and it's ridiculous.
Oh, I agree. Calling.
So we're going to boycott Kellogg's. How about that?
That's easy.
They can boycott, so can we.
Sure.
So we'll talk to the spokesperson for the Marijuana Policy Project coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Internet Roundup, we got some great stuff for you, some of it involving Christian Bale, which seems to just be endlessly entertaining.
Yep.
Mr. Skin will be on the program today talking about the Anatomy Awards.
Oh.
Very close to Academy.
Ah, that's funny.
See? Kind of sounds like it. And what's wrong with the King of Mexico? Why is he dumb? We'll answer that for you just after 6.
Something new?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That guy has layer after layer of badness.
He's an onion full of bad.
He really is. So we'll talk about that just after 6 o'clock. And don't forget K-Rock's World Tour. Destination number 4 is Coldplay in Norway. You get
Norway!
Well worth it. You get tickets to see the band at the Home Depot Center July 18th. And those go on sale Saturday at 10, but you get those tickets. That's the qualifying prize. Then we'll do the drawing on Monday and send somebody to Norway.
Cool.
I thought he was going to play again.
We'll take a I shot my wad, sorry.
We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Mr. Ralph Garman joins us in studio now. What's going on with you, Ralph?
Yeah.
Whatever. What's wrong?
What? What's the problem now?
What's the problem?
Casey Carlson, the hottest girl ever in the history of American Idol.
Yeah.
Gone.
Auditioned last night.
Uh-huh.
To move on to the next level.
Right.
Wow, did she blow.
Really?
Yeah.
She's horrible.
She was worse than
she basically said, judges, pack my suitcase for me so I can get the hell out of Hollywood as quickly as possible.
She looked so good. Seriously, she's the hottest chick's ever been on American Idol.
Really? She
might be.
And she just stunk up the joint last night.
But she didn't do that for the first round when they sent her through?
No. Huh. She held her own for Hollywood Week and all the other auditions, and then I think the nerves just got to her, and she picked a horrible song. She sang...
Every little thing she does is magic.
The police song, Every Little Thing He Does is Magic. And she was dancing weird, and she was winking at the camera like Sarah Palin, and it was just a nightmare. And it was just sad to watch her go, because, you know.
We're going
to
miss her.
She will be missed.
But now she's one step closer to porn. Now that she's got any show business aspirations out of the way, she can concentrate on her adult film career.
That's true. See, that's Bean. He's Mr. Silver Lining.
That's correct.
Sure is.
Exactly.
Half glass full. That's
Bean. Just joy.
You would have loved the 2-hour show last night, Kevin, because after every audition, they had 12 people auditioning. After every audition, they would sit down with the auditioner's family.
What?
And have a little interview.
So how do you think
Ryan
they
would
did?
Interview the family of the person that just sang.
Had some padding.
This was 2 hours.
A 2-hour show.
Only 12 people.
12 people singing for a minute, 20 seconds each.
So do we have 3 2-hour shows this week?
No. No. Each week there will be a different 2-hour show featuring a group of 12.
This is going to take forever.
It's going to be a long one, Lisa.
Yeah.
Buckle up. Buckle up. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Or don't watch.
No. Gotta watch.
No, you don't have to.
Gotta watch.
You gotta watch.
All right, let me just ask the qualifying question. Do you have to watch?
Yes.
And interview the people's family every time.
That was a little rough.
Oh,
that was
rough. Through that. Down.
Come on.
A lot of padding. My guy, what's my guy's name? The Widower? I can never remember his name. Is it David? Is that the guy?
Goki. Something
Goki. Oh, I like that guy. Yeah.
He's still my pick. I still think he's the best.
Super Beans thought his name was David and you thought it was Goki?
His last name is Goki.
Oh, Goki.
Yeah, I can't remember his first name. I call him Okie Goki. Okie Goki. That's what I say. Hey, watch. It'll be on posters next week. Trust me.
I'm guessing that.
Just like McFever.
Yep.
Okie Goki. That's what I'm saying.
It's just, it's hard to look forward to the rest of the season now that Miss Carlson is gone.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to lusting after her, but what are you going to do? Yeah.
What are you going to do?
What is worse than Armenian genocide?
It
is.
You're right. It is.
That's true.
It's true.
Much worse, by the way. You know, every year I talk about the Paley Festival for television.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool thing.
For those of you who haven't heard me talk about it before, every year the Paley Center for Media, which used to be known as the Museum of Television Radio, now they're the Paley Center for Media. They get together and they do a tribute in April of some of the best shows on television, past and present. And you get to meet the cast and creators of these shows. And it is, if you're a TV geek like me, it is heaven. You get to sit there for a couple hours. They usually show you a episode that no one's seen yet. And then they do a question and answer with the cast and the crew and the creators. And you get to meet them and talk to them. So this year, K-Rock, by the way, is one of the media partners of this event, and they just announced this morning the lineup, and I'll tell you, it may be the best lineup ever.
Wow.
Wow.
It's in April, and the tickets go on sale February the 26th, but just to members of the museum. So, people bitch at me every year. You tell all about these great shows, and now it's sold out. I can't go, because they do it in a really small venue. Become a member of the museum, and then you get first dibs of the tickets so you won't get closed out. But here's the lineup for this year, okay? It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia kicks things off. Then 90210, True Blood.
Oh, that's good.
Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog, that Joss Whedon project.
Mm-hmm. Right.
With Duke.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Yes. Dollhouse, an evening dedicated to Dollhouse. The Big Bang Theory, which I think is a very funny sitcom. It's sort of underappreciated. It's over on there on CBS.
Okay.
Very funny. The Mentalist, love that show.
That's a good show.
Desperate Housewives, of course, a smash hit classic. They will be showing the unaired episodes of Pushing Daisies for fans of that show who got screwed when that show was canceled. They'll have an evening with Pushing Daisies. Battlestar Galactica and Caprica, the new series based on that premise.
Wow.
We'll be talking about The Hills, an evening dedicated to The Hills. With the crew from that show.
Wow.
Big Love.
Yes.
Great show on HBO.
Love that show.
Fringe.
Wow.
Great show on Fox.
Wow.
and an evening dedicated to the short-lived but very entertaining Swingtown for the swingers in the crowd.
Yeah.
That's a Swingtown celebration. So that is the lineup for this year's Paley Center Media Festival. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. What I love about it, Ralph, and you've mentioned this from time to time, if you love a show like you do Battlestar Galactica,
how awesome is it to have the opportunity to ask the questions about the show that you've always wanted to know as you sit at home? I mean, how often do you get an opportunity to do that?
Yeah, and they bring a guy in who sort of interviews the panel at first, you know, to get the ball rolling, and then you get to ask questions to these people.
Yeah.
And it's just
very cool.
It's a great night for TV geeks. So just wanted to give you a heads up because it's a cool deal.
Who are they going to get to go to the It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia panel, though? That's what I want. I'm just going to go watch that one.
Danny DeVito's wife, Rhea Perlman, I think will be in the audience. So they got that going for them. You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger's our governor.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I would have heard about that. That's the actor dude.
He is poised to sign off on as many as 10,000 state worker layoffs this week. They're going to cut 10,000 state jobs.
They can't get this damn bill signed.
$42 billion deficit currently in California.
Yeah.
But the good news for him is he has just signed on to be in the Expendables with Sylvester Stallone.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So
we got
that going for us. So while the economy apparently is hitting everyone in California, it's not hitting the governor.
Well, he has to take another side job.
I see. Just to keep
that's how bad it is.
He's probably not getting paid.
Right.
Yeah, he will be playing the role of the governor of California in the Expendables. See what they did
that's
there?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It's not very believable, but it sounds like fantastic.
Mickey Rourke has also officially signed on to the project as well.
This could be the best movie ever.
It really will be the best movie ever. I'm so excited.
I always say that we are very fortunate in California because we have a lot of disasters.
That's true.
It's very fortunate. great TV news. New reality series on the A&E cable network. You ready?
Sure.
Yeah.
Let me just see if you can guess who the star is. It's called Hammer Time.
Yeah.
See if you can guess who will be starring.
Nope.com.
MC Hammer. Now, by the way, it's just called Hammer. He's not MC anymore.
Oh, is that right? He's no longer Hammer. MC?
It'll be a reality show about his wife and five children in their wacky life.
He's a preacher, right?
Yes.
Huh.
He's not a good preacher.
Producers say it's just like the Cosby
in the
Show.
He is.
It's just
is
like
it
the Cosby
heat?
Show.
Heat, yeah.
You come in, forget cool from the
it's
heat.
It's just like the Cosby the Show.
Yeah. It's a guy, his wife, five kids. Wacky hijinks. Ah, Hammer Time. Can't wait.
Yo, what's going on? You got the Hammer Man.
Season finale right there.
It's just like the Cosby Show, except she's not a lawyer and he's not a doctor.
Right.
And it's not well written.
And it's not scripted.
Right.
And it's poor people.
Kids.
Other than that, it's the same.
Yeah. And lastly, Michael Jackson apparently is not the weirdest member of the Jackson family.
That's just not
That's
true.
Saying something.
Marlon has announced.
What?
Marlon Jackson.
There's a Marlon Jackson.
You didn't know Marlon? Oh, Marlon's great.
Hard to keep the Jackson straight.
Yeah, he played the Godfather.
Marlon Jackson. It's Marlon Brando.
Oh.
Different.
Marlon is planning a Jackson 5 museum at a Nigerian resort.
What?
Yes.
That's where all their fans go.
He plans to put a Jackson 5 museum in a $3.4 billion Nigerian resort. That also is going to include, besides the Jackson 5 Museum, a slavery theme park.
No, I'd be against that.
Slavery theme park.
A slavery theme park.
I just hope it doesn't conflict with Nazi land, which I'm looking forward to as well.
What's going on there?
I don't know, but it sounds like a bad idea.
It does not sound good.
I think Marlon got an email from somebody in Nigeria. We would like to open a Jackson 5 Museum. If you would just send me $10,000 on good faith, I will put it in a bank account. And it sounds like a scam to me.
Wow.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Molly Ringwald. Remember Molly Ringwald from 16 Candles and The Breakfast Club and what have you?
What's I don't her, remember what have you, but the other one.
What's her
do.
Big time, big primetime hit that she's on right now?
She's on a show on the something. ABC Family called
that's
The it. Secret Life of Teenagers.
That's, I think right.
that's the one. Yeah. Called.
Very popular show. Dr. Dre turns 44 years old today. Matt Dillon is 45. Vanna White from The Wheel of Fortune is 52. John Travolta celebrates his 55th birthday. And Sybil Shepherd from Moonlighting and feature films. She is 59 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Hola, amigos y amigas. Let me introduce the King of Mexico.
Isn't Dave, our little friend Dave Sanchez, the King of Mexico, assistant producer of the Kevin and Bean Show, and longtime friend of everyone on the program.
Most crazy.
Popular guy on the show. Isn't he a curious little guy? Isn't he,
yes.
like Lisa was saying, he is layer after layer of bad. And yeah. Fascinating. I mean, you never run out of things.
You never run out of things
to be amazed by Dave. He surprises you every day with something new.
I have done nothing wrong.
Oh, please.
What now?
The first thing is, was half salad the first thing you ever did?
Yeah.
First time we met Dave, we went to a restaurant, and he ordered a half of a salad.
It was a giant salad. Anyway.
And we were looking at him like, what? You can order a salad. Who orders half a salad? What kind of diet can you be on? Only half a salad.
So that was his nickname.
We called him Half Salad for a while. And but then we found out that his parents both speak fluent Spanish.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And did while Dave was growing up his whole life. Dave, his last name is Sanchez. And right. Dave, why don't you tell the people how you did in Spanish class in high school?
Very good. I got 4 F's and 2 D's.
4 F's and 2 D's.
Yeah.
Can you speak any Spanish?
Not really, no.
Well, that's why we call him the King of Mexico.
Right.
But you have the accent from East LA.
What's amazing to us.
You people
you
are just
speak
white.
English with an accent. That's yes. what's amazing to us, as if it's a
you guys language. Are just white. That's what it is.
So there have been thousands of other things along the way that have fascinated us about Dave, and now there's a new one, because as you know, it has been a very, very rainy February in Southern California. I mean, it has been rain like we haven't seen in years.
Yes.
And because of that, it has been a little bit treacherous out there on the roads, and it has required you to pay a little extra attention and maybe, you know, pay attention to the fact that it is raining.
Yeah, and this is one of those things where you don't even ever think of this particular subject as a topic or as a conversation.
Because, as a debate?
Because you've never heard anybody say, like Dave did, kind of under his breath, when was it, last Thursday, Friday?
Yeah.
Under his breath, I don't use windshield wipers. And I thought, what do you mean you don't use windshield wipers? What do you do
Meaning
when it
you
rains?
Don't have windshield wipers on your car? Is that what you mean
when
you're thinking?
Or
no, just
broken?
Don't use them.
So I said, what do you do when it rains? And he said, I don't use them. And I was
I
like,
don't need them.
What do you? Because I've never heard anyone say that they don't use windshield wipers.
Seriously, I rarely use them.
Because it seems
I
mean, to me
I
like.
I do.
It seems but to me like if it rains, you use them, and if it doesn't,
I could
you don't.
See fine with driving, so it's not.
That
a big
is
deal.
Just not true. My windshield
First
wipers
of all,
are
it
broken.
Is a big deal. Sorry, what, Lisa?
My windshield wipers are broken over the holidays, and on Christmas Day, I had to drive like an hour and a half without windshield wipers in the rain, and it was brutal because the little raindrops stay on the windshield, and it's really hard to focus past
you
them
think?
Into the traffic. I started to get a headache after a while.
I don't know how fast you were driving, Lisa, but when I'm driving, the raindrops, they just move up. And they fly off.
Okay. So I says to Dave,
well,
I says.
Well, driving 100, if that's what you mean.
I says to Dave, I says, why don't you use windshield wipers? And he said, it's distracting. It's distracting.
They're stupid. What? Windshield wipers are stupid.
I said they're more distracting.
So I said, what about,
so they're more
what
distracting about the damn rain itself?
What about the layer of water that's on your windshield that distorts everything out your front side? What about that? Oh, no, I can see through that.
Perfectly look, fine.
Let
Perfectly
me say, let
fine.
Me ask this, Dave, because I
yes,
know that
sir.
There are some products that you can put on your windshield that do help make the water bead up and fly off. I do know that that exists, but that only works up to a certain point. That's fine in a shower, but in a torrential downpour like we had this weekend,
I haven't.
You
been,
can't. You can't see through that.
I wasn't driving in the torrential.
Do you just not
downpours.
Drive if it's raining heavily?
Like,
because
was,
you don't want to
up,
use your wipers.
I was up in the mountains all weekend. I didn't really
wait. That's a
drive.
Good question. Do you avoid driving in the rain because you can't see through the rain?
No, I love it. I love driving in the rain.
Tuesday morning, it was raining on my way to work in the dark.
Yeah, so,
and you came in at the same time as I did.
Didn't use them at all.
But
so in the dark, in the rain, you're not using.
Yeah,
them.
You could actually see better in the dark.
Oh dear God!
And do you turn your lights off too? Because those are distracting.
How distracting can they be? I mean,
I'm just saying.
Do they hypnotize you?
No, it's just.
Does this sound make? Does this sound make your eyes go bonkers?
I
don't like that. Oh, turn them off.
I think they make him fall asleep. That
no,
sound.
These stupid things are in the way. Like, like. You don't need that. Just the rain just goes right off the windshield.
Do
Bam.
Your, do
done.
Your windshield wipers work properly?
They work
don't,
fine.
They don't stop right
they
in front of your
fine,
eyes
because I don't
he
use them.
Know. They,
no, but I'm
he
saying
he doesn't use them.
But the point is, he said they're in his way. Well, they're in your way for
actually,
a fraction of a second, if that.
Actually, I use them to clear off the the mist and the fog.
Oh, but, is fog an issue?
I need
what's
them for
you,
fog.
X-ray well, eyes
before I defrost. But you guys are wrong. You guys should try it. It's fun.
No, I
How
tried
is it. Fun?
It sucked.
It's fun because the rain just goes right off the windshield, and you don't even need to.
Okay,
It's an extra step. Okay, you don't need it, dude. You don't need it.
Trust me. Let me ask you this question, Dave.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you this question, Dave.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Why do you think 100% of automobiles come with windshield wipers if they're not needed? Why do you think that the car companies even bother with the expense of that if people really don't need them?
And all of those people use them when they have to.
Sometimes when it's raining so hard, you have to use them.
But don't they run you right off the road because they're so distracting? These futuristic, distracting.
They bother me when it annoys me to have to wipe every so often. It's annoying, so I'd rather not. And I'd rather just keep driving. And
did somebody order Mexican?
How annoying can it be to turn? I mean, what?
Flip, up, up.
Well, that's rough. Flip. You're right. That is rough.
Flip. No. Just don't use them.
Let's talk to Scott in La Mirada. Can't tell from Scott's name if he is also a defective Mexican or if he's got other issues. But, Scott, you're on the Kevin and Bean Show on KROQ. You're calling to support the King of Mexico?
Yeah.
Word. Because the windshield wipers are distracting?
Not so much distracting, but as long as it's dark outside and you don't use your windshield wipers, until light comes through the window, that's when you don't even really notice the water on the windshield.
That's true.
Okay, fine. But then what do you do in the daytime? Do you use your windshield wipers?
Yeah.
Okay, well then.
In the daytime, you do have to use them a little more.
What?
But
what?
He doesn't use them, Lisa.
No,
Dave doesn't. I don't use them.
Yeah.
You said you don't use them.
Most of the time, I don't. But, I mean, there's times where you have to use them. You know, when
the water.
When it's raining. That's when you have to use them.
No, I'm saying when, you know, if you're not driving fast enough or, you know, you have to use them. But
but
most
that's
of the time,
what we were saying to you, and you were looking at us like we were out of our freaking minds.
No, you guys were looking at me all crazy because I said I don't use them when I'm driving to work. That's what I said. And then you guys are
you don't use those. I'm going to change what I said now.
Oh, God.
So, Dave, pay attention. When you're driving, the noise of the wipers distracts you from your texting. That's what's going on here, right?
Can't text while this is happening.
That's what's happening.
Good point.
No, it's the actual blades.
It's the blades.
It's the blades.
They annoy you.
The poor guy can't help it. He's Mexican.
What's happening?
You know how hard it is to text when you have your hands through the steering wheel and you're driving?
That.
And then the blades are going, dude?
So
it's distracting.
And then you hit like an F instead of a G, and you go,
Then you look all stupid when someone else gets a text and there's an AFD instead of AND. You know, it's like, you don't want that.
No hablo retardo, Speedy Gonzalez.
Just announced yesterday morning on the show, destination number 4, the K-Rock World Tour 2009. We're hooking you up with Coldplay tickets for the Home Depot Center. They go on sale this Saturday morning at 10. When's that show? It's not
July
not the summer,
18th.
Right? I think that's right. And, of course, you're eligible for the grand prize drawing that we do Monday to see Coldplay one more time, this time in Bergen, Norway.
Yes! Norway!
So your chance to qualify and win your Coldplay tickets are coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show on KROQ. First, though, how about the AFRO line?
323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. If it's the afternoon, the evening, midnight, whenever you think of something that might interest us, you can give us a call. Mm-hmm. This person is a fan of our favorite website that we don't own.
No.
Yeah, I've written to the guy a few times, but no response so far. I'd love to buy that domain name from him. But
don't you hate those a-holes that just sit on domain names and don't do anything with them?
Yeah.
Well, I think he's making money off it because he's got a bunch of advertising links parked there, so I think he's probably making money. At least when people write to me about names, I do write them back.
Right. You say no.
I had somebody try to buy a strongly worded letter from me the other day.
And you sold it to them because you're not doing anything with it?
I said, no, I'm going to use it again.
Wow.
At some point.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
But someday. We're very sad about Nope.com. We would love to own it.
Nope.com.
All right. Thank you. when was Psycho Mike Pickett on Miss Cleo recently? What were we talking about on the air?
I don't know.
Something on the air.
Oh, yesterday when you were talking about her diet.
Yes, her diet.
Yeah.
Yes. And he's making her and all the other girls here at K-Rock angry because he's making them try to live on a diet that isn't possible for a human being.
Yes.
Psycho Mike! Leave me to you alone! And I'm so big and real!
I didn't understand a word he said, but I will add that, like, the women aren't bitchy enough at K-Rock. Now Mike's got them living on a diet where they are only allowed to eat the dust that comes into their mouth from the air.
That's true.
That's it. Whatever's floating in the air, that's your food. That's all you get.
See girls in the hallways trying to lick the floor. Mike, no! No! Air only!
Well, I just got my medical marijuana card, and it is fantastic. I love California. I love weed.
Good for you.
All right.
Yeah, enjoy that. You don't love the federal government, however.
No.
Who seem hell-bent on going against what California voted for.
Of course.
We've been talking a lot about the bell and the people who follow it.
Very closely.
Yes.
You didn't give Denise Richards a bell because she's ugly on the inside. When did you guys come a bunch of
Well, that's a good point.
Just before that decision was made.
So, I understand Rihanna did not win any Grammys that night. Would you say she was beat out in every category?
Oh, come on.
Oh, that just, God.
That's not even funny.
That's...
We talked to Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. Apparently, he's calling the Afro line.
Hi, guys. This is Harvey Levin. And oh, my God, you just will not believe. We have pictures of Britney Spears was at a store, and she was upset because she used a coupon, and they wouldn't double it. We have that up on our website. You just would not believe. It was a coupon.
All right, not Harvey, and not even a good impression, to be honest. But other than that, it was perfect.
Yeah.
The people love the commercials that we play on K-Rock along with all of our sponsors. And that's what we like about working here.
Sunday. The Professional Bull Riders Association at the Honda Center. Man versus Beast. You can still get your super value seats for $10. Sponsored by Jack Daniels and Ford. Yeah! Get it down! What is wrong with you people?
You're the one who memorized their commercial, not us.
A lot is the answer to that. Had a singles party on Friday night. Sam the Armenian Comedian showed up as Mr. Clown. He was, and I forgot to tell this part of the story yesterday, he was putting shots of alcohol on his head and dancing, and then the shot of alcohol would go flying and just douse people. Does that make you feel better, Bean?
It makes me feel better because he's an ass.
The floor was soaking wet. Everyone around him, including me, covered in alcohol because of Sam.
Oh, my God.
So then Lisa did the right thing.
Yes.
And threw a drink in his face. And you can see the video at KevinAmeenKRock.com. Go to a video section and you'll see that.
Lisa May threw a drink in the Armenian comedian's face. I want to throw my homemade in Lisa May's face.
All right.
Should have known that was coming.
Hey, I don't know what that means.
I should have known you were going to say that.
Guys, have you heard the Petros Papadakis Chevy commercial? That dude is going to have a friggin' heart attack.
Yeah. Yeah, no question.
Petros?
That's right. You don't buy a Chevy. You don't rip that bow tie. You're a goddamn idiot. Your children should be murdered if you buy a Japanese car.
It sounds like maybe you're a little intense and maybe this guy has a good good advice.
Those imports from Apollo, they're disgusting. You're a goddamn dolt if you don't buy a Chevy. Represent the bow tie. Save some money in your pocket. If you're a woman and you don't buy a Chevy, you're a damn whore.
Thank you, everybody.
No, thank you.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 6:44.
What about tomorrow morning's Kevin and Bean Show, by the way? Street Fighter 4 is out. Grand Theft Auto 4. We'll talk to our friend Adam Sussler from G4. Also, the winner of this weekend's Daytona 500, one of the biggest races in the world, Matt Kenseth, is going to be joining us in our studio tomorrow morning. So if you are a 909er, I know that we are now on your radar for tomorrow morning's Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, though, as you mentioned, 6:44, it is Wednesday morning. Isn't it time to check in with the Internet Roundup?
Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bane's Internet Roundup.
So you go to krock.com, the Kevin and Bean page. Click on Internet Roundup. These are a lot of our favorite links to some really fantastic videos online. And the first section that you see is awesome freakouts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the section we have Kanye West backstage at MTV, NFL coaches, basketball coaches, Christian Bale, Bill O'Reilly, Tommy Lasorda, all the people that just lose it.
There's some great stuff.
And we've added two to that. One is the lady at the Hong Kong airport who missed her plane.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
She missed her plane. And yes. You've never seen, except for a two-year-old, someone actually fall down screaming and kicking on the ground.
Now, this woman is an adult, and I mean, she's not 18. She looks like she's 35, right?
45, 50, I would say. I mean, it's really way past the tantrum. Yes.
The tantrum she throws, apparently she shows up at the plane is still at the gate, but they've already closed the doors and brought the ramp, taken the ramp away. So they're not going to open it back up for her. She just does not accept that.
몸 찍동라, 몸 찍동라.
I'm watching her right now. She fell to the ground.
She falls to the ground like a little kid goes limp, you know, and then starts tantruming.
They can't pick her up. She won't let them.
They keep trying to, like, pick her up by her left arm, but it's limp. We can't get her. It's ridiculous.
Oh, well, she did miss a plate, though.
Whose fault is that?
I'm going to guess here, but hers.
I don't know the context, but unless she was racing for some sort of life-saving surgery, like she was donating an organ, her dad was going to die if she didn't get there in time, I can't understand what's going on with her otherwise.
There is a weatherman who saw a cockroach.
Okay.
And he was not happy about it, and he freaks out, and here's the tape of that.
It'll be a rainfall, and eventually I should... I am so sorry, Bill. Oh, my God! This is what just happened. That thing was crawling on my leg. Oh, God. If that... Oh, my God! Oh, no!
That noise is not natural.
How long has Perez Hilton been doing the weather? That's unbelievable.
The Christian Bale mixes continue.
Oh, they're the best.
This is Peter Griffin from South Park talking to Christian Bale.
Family Guy.
I'm sorry. Family Guy.
Shit, you...
Sorry.
No, don't just be sorry. Think for one second.
I dropped a peanut M&M and it rolled over here.
Am I going to walk around and rip your... lights down in the middle of a scene?
Those are Christmas lights. I put them up to make everyone happy.
Then why the f*** are you walking right through? Like this in the background. What the f*** is it with you?
Boy, you were going to owe a fortune to the swear jar.
You got any idea about, hey, it's distracting having somebody walking up behind Bryce in the middle of the scene? Give me a answer.
I don't get it.
What don't you get about it?
I don't get why we need another Terminator. I don't get it.
So you got that. And I don't know if you see the dentist kid.
Have
you
seen
that? Little kid in the back seat just came from the dentist. And apparently they gave him gas
like
or something.
Laughing gas or whatever.
It is. And he's way high and he can't figure out what's wrong with him. And it's really funny.
Imagine how disorienting that would be if you're a little kid, if you're six or whatever, and you don't know why you feel so wobbly.
Yeah. So the dentist kid is online, and somebody put that together with Christian Bale.
Oh, is this real life?
No, shut the f***, all right?
Okay, now...
No!
Okay, now
no!
I have two fingers.
Oh, good for you.
Four fingers.
You're unbelievable.
I can't see anything.
I'm gonna kick your ass. Are you doing?
That was weird because he all of a sudden starts like screaming and standing up in the back seat of the car. Here's what I like.
He's trying to get out of his baby seat, right?
Here's what I like. Dad doesn't put the camera down. That is good work right there. So anyway, so that's up there. And I don't watch Saturday Night Live. Bean watches it every time. Basically for the news segment.
Yeah.
And they do a news, part of the news segment is called Really?
Mm-hmm.
And in this particular one, they're talking about Kellogg's.
Oh, okay.
And how Kellogg's dropped Michael Phelps as their spokesperson because he smoked pot.
Really, Kellogg? Marijuana is not consistent with your image? Because I thought it was totally consistent. You know every one of your mascots is a wild-eyed cartoon character with uncontrollable munchies. I mean, really, Toucan Sam, a frog named Dig'em, Snap, Crackle, and Pop. I knew some guys named Snap, Crackle, and Pop, and they were drug dealers. And you also have the Keebler Elves, a bunch of guys who live together in a treehouse and do nothing all day but think of new things to put cheese on. I mean, really, they're stoners. Every one of your products sounds like a wish a genie granted at a fish concert. I mean, really. And really, if you want someone to stop smoking weed, don't give them 3 months off. Oh, and parents, if your kid says Michael Phelps smokes pot, why can't I? Just say you can, right after you win 12 gold medals for your country. Party and you see Michael Phelps smoking a bong and your first thought isn't, wow, I get to party with Michael Phelps, and instead you take a picture and sell it to a tabloid, you should take a long look in the mirror because you're a dick. I mean, real.
That's awesome.
Seth Meyers is very funny, by the way. You can see all of those videos. It's in the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup at KROQ.com.
KROQ is KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:59. Oh,
that's never good news, Ralph. What's going on?
Look, I can't just report
the funny stuff. I have to report all the show business.
I'd rather you just did the funny stuff.
A lot of people would, but in order to be fair to my background as a journalist, I have to tell all the story.
Did Chris Brown get back together with Rihanna? Is that what's going on here?
No, it's worse.
Okay.
Sad news today from E! News. Apparently, Mickey Rourke's beloved dog, Loki, has passed away.
Oh, no.
Loki was 18 years old.
No.
Mickey has called the dog the love of his life.
No.
Isn't that dog the one that he thanked at the podium with?
He did.
After an award?
After he won the Golden Globe last month, he said, "I'd like to thank all my dogs, the ones who are here and the ones who aren't here anymore." Sometimes when a man's alone, that's all you've got is your dog. And they've meant the world to me. Loki was... Oh, it's a chihuahua. Never mind. No worries. It's cool. I didn't realize.
So it's good news.
Yeah, exactly.
This is so exciting. I wish I cared.
Yeah, me too.
Sorry about that. I didn't realize it was a chihuahua, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, if he's thanking the dogs that have passed and the dogs that are still here, this dog is just switching columns. It's not that big a deal.
Yeah, he's still on his ring. He's got all his dogs' names engraved on and all the tattoos. So,
sure.
He'll be thought of in the after dog world. But chihuahuas, really, they're like roaches, right? You just kind of step on them.
They're essentially mice. No. Yeah.
Scrape them off your shoe.
No.
Or you get one of those chihuahua motels that you put in your kitchen, and it traps them.
Right.
And then
you
can, just throw it in the trash.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is.
That's how you, exactly.
Yeah, anything worse than chihuahuas are chihuahua owners.
That's what I'm talking about. Or the only thing worse than a chihuahua is Amy Winehouse. Okay. Apparently, she's out of the hospital now, boys and girls. Everyone relax. She had a little trip to the hospital over the weekend, but her dad, Mitch, showed up there on the Caribbean island of St. Lucia and nursed his daughter back to health. Actually, he teased her. He put those little airplane bottles of booze down along the hallway, and it got her out of bed and started walking again. So it all worked out. She followed the trail like a schnauzer looking at bacon bits. She was taking drug replacement medication. And she took the wrong dosage, and that led to her collapse, according to people close to Amy. She's fine now. However, she went right back to drinking, they say. She went back to the hotel. Coachella? Anyone? Coachella?
Oh, not a chance.
No question. Yeah. She's going to be there. Are you kidding?
All right, just want to make sure.
0% chance.
So going to be there.
Nash Bridges star Don Johnson is suing the producers of that TV show. Apparently, Don's production company was a partner in producing Nash Bridges, and he filed a suit yesterday claiming that the company never received its 50% share of the profits of Nash Bridges. That series made more than $300 million in revenues while it was on.
What? Really?
How many seasons did it go?
Four, I think.
I'm sorry, I thought we were talking about Nash Bridges.
We are. Don is suing because he got cheated out of half of that, he claims, or $150 million. Consequently, I filed a suit yesterday saying Don Johnson cheated me out of hours of my life from watching Nash Bridges that I'll never get back. And I don't know how he's going to pay me, but he owes. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays, shall we? Molly Ringwald. She is so pretty in pink.
Mm-hmm.
She is 41 years old today. I knew a guy who banged her sister.
Really?
Yeah.
Her sister, though, not her.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the Ringwalds. That's close.
That's close. It's closer than I know.
Yeah. Dr. Dre turns 44 years old today. Matt Dillon is 45. Vanessa, what? Vanna White from Wheel of Fortune is 52. She's 52?
Yeah, she looks good.
Wow.
John Travolta's 55. Sybil Shepherd, very talented, lovely actress, 59 years old today. And Dennis DeYoung, former lead singer of Styx. Remember Styx?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh. Babe, I'm leaving. I must be on my way. I could sing more of that if you want.
Nope.
He is 62 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We may mention that boycott that some are calling for against the Kellogg company over dropping Michael Phelps as a sponsor. Thanks to the pot incident, we're going to talk to the organizer. Sure we are, by the way, of that boycott. He runs a marijuana policy group. And the chances that he'll be up at 7:30 in the morning to come to the phone and talk to us, pretty slim. But that's at least what's scheduled later this hour on the Kevin Bean Show on K-Rock. Let's talk about...
Fetch that info, Bean!
And this isn't so much about Bean, because we can't do anything about him.
Yes.
I'm kind of angry at and Mike and Lisa. Both.
I know. Both. I've been slipping.
Thanks for that info, Bean, is a feature that we do. Bean has many varied interests. He's not interested in anything we're interested in, though, however. That's the problem.
No. Well, so, that's
That's unfair, by the way, because I'm right there with you when it comes to talking about hot chicks or sports or food or anything else. It's just that my interest go beyond that, and that's where I guess we run into some conflict.
You guess so. Bean is online all day during the show, and he finds something interesting, so he has to share it with us. And we've told him repeatedly that you don't feel like you have to read constantly from the internet to us.
Yes,
because if there's no conversation about that topic, and there isn't usually, he just comes right out of the blue and says something. But the rules are that Mike and Lisa, you're not supposed to engage him in conversation when he says something. When he says something stupid like that, you let him hang.
You should see the looks that Kevin shoots me when I forget the rule and respond. My God, you could melt me to the floor with that look.
Right. So play along.
I know. I just
if
forget.
You want to type him an email and go, that was the most interesting thing I've ever heard. Go ahead.
It is awkward when we all sit there and don't say anything.
Here's a Mike example.
All right.
And Bean knows his audience kind of a little bit, so he'll say things to Mike or things to Lisa that he thinks they might be interested in. They never are, but he thinks they are. He says, out of the blue, no conversation going on. Labrador Retrievers are the most popular dog in the world for the 14th year in a row.
Okay, Lisa and Mike are both big dog fans. I thought would be interested in what other people are doing with their dogs.
Okay, Bean. I'm going to tell you this again. We don't need more clarification on these topics.
What I'm saying is these topics are
too much already, so don't feel like you have to add to them.
But neither of us have that particular dog, so I don't really,
I don't either.
I don't really
I don't either.
Care.
But I'm interested in why that's such a popular breed.
That's great. Blog. So he says it out loud, and Lisa doesn't say anything. And Mike, douchebag that he is, says, they are fun. I write this stuff down every time, word for word. And I look at Mike and go, what are you saying? They are? They might be fun. Don't say that. Don't respond to him.
I'm sorry.
That just encourages him.
Yeah.
So then, let's see, where's a Lisa one?
This is really just about berating us now, isn't it?
It is, because you're not playing along. Well, Bean has been unable to help himself for many, many years.
Yeah.
So Bean says, guys, they just found the fossil from the world's largest snake. Now, it's really hard for Lisa to not respond because it's unnatural. Because
she's the nicest person in the world.
But it's really the only way to try and get Bean to understand that he doesn't have an audience. Yes. So no one said anything. And then Bean continues as if we did.
It was 43 feet long.
That's pretty freaking amazing, by the way.
Don't need clarification or
I'm just saying, even now, you should be happy to hear about a 43-foot-long snake. That's mind-blowing.
What'd I do?
Thanks for that info, B.
So there was a long pause after it was 43 feet long, and then Lisa finally gave in and said, that's a big snake. And then there was
a
pause.
That was insightful.
And then there was a pause, and then I yelled at Lisa, stop it!
You did.
And then Bean continued as if none of that went on, said, I need to own one.
I remember that, and we said nothing.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
It's a big snake.
I love the post office so much. Nothing.
I do.
No one said anything. In this particular case,
we
were all good.
Not to say anything there.
And then Bean continues, I went twice yesterday. I don't know if he hears voices in his head like he thinks we're responding to him.
Maybe that's what happens.
Sometimes coworkers will share conversation about how they spent the previous day since they haven't seen each other at work. That's
if
all.
I said that in this. I know this room. This is not an easy room.
Correct.
If I have a story, it better be good.
Correct.
And going to the post office twice in one day is not a good
that's
story.
That's not a good story.
And I would be roundly mocked for even saying that.
And rightfully
that.
So.
I would be all about trying to find out why and what you had to mail the second time. I would be fascinated with that.
So then Bean says, wow, of course. By the way, wow is just he's just begging for somebody to go, what?
Yes. That's annoying.
Wow. The man from Uncle is out on DVD today. And then no one said anything. And then still no one said it. It was a longer pause than usual. And then Bean followed it up with, I might need to own that.
Everything ends with, I might need to own that.
That's that info, Bean.
Because my snake and I might enjoy watching it.
So then, one week after the election of Barack Obama,
mm-hmm.
Bean says, guys, and again, no conversation about this. I didn't know until today that Barack Obama was left-handed. And Ralph, who was in the room at the time, did the right thing because he said,
Why the F would we care about that?
And then Bean, as if Ralph didn't just scream that at the top of his lungs, said, so is George Bush Sr. and Bill Clinton. I don't think Bean hears us. I really think he just hears whatever
voices
conversation.
Yeah.
I think just like you have decided to hear me but not listen, that's what I'm doing with you in return. I think there's no two-way conversation
guys,
going on here anymore.
Guys, I'm watching video right now from President McKinley's inauguration.
That's pretty cool that that exists.
Nope.com.
Are you the fact that there's video from freaking 1896 doesn't impress
that's
you?
Info B.
In this particular case, Psycho Mike did say, and he used the S word that I can't use.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you're a piece of crap to Bean. And that meant nothing to him. And finally,
wait, why does John Grisham write so many books?
Is what he said. He led with that.
Yes, I remember
that. That's a great question.
And Stupid Lisa got suckered right in. Stupid Lisa said, I don't know. And this is deep, deep insight, Lisa. I don't know. Some are good and some are not. That's what passes for conversation in this room. So I'm saying we can't help Bean because he's bad.
Well,
in every
I was
way.
Saying that when you write so many
don't
books,
need any clarification from you either.
They might not all be good.
Listen, here's the point, and this might be what you're missing. You don't judge what Bean says on whether it's interesting or not. We have to teach him a lesson. So even if it's interesting, file it away. Talk to him later. Do not respond to him, Lisa.
I'm sorry, Kevin.
I will throw things at you.
I'm so sorry.
Mike, I will throw things at you as well.
I apologize.
All right. Is everyone on the same page?
Yeah. Thanks for that info, B.
Look, we're all movie fans, and we get excited about the news of upcoming feature films. And sometimes you hear about the casting for a movie, and you go, wow, I don't know how that's going to work. That person may be a good actor, but I can't see him for that role. And that's exactly what's going on with news of the upcoming Three Stooges big screen remake.
Yeah, this is a Farrelly Brothers movie. They they know comedy. They do well. They do good comedies. But the Three Stooges, they're going to remake it, and they're talking about using Sean Penn.
Okay, not the first name that comes to mind.
He's an amazing actor.
He
right?
is. I love him.
But a Three Stooge, one of the Three Stooges, I guess I should say.
Yeah. I mean, he has done a wide range of films, but since Spicoli, none of them have really been comedy, right? I mean, the guy just doesn't do especially goofy, slapstick, funny, crazy comedy. It's just not – it's hard to argue what a great actor he is. I mean, you know, a lot of people wondered about Johnny Depp as the Pirates of the Caribbean guy until they saw it. And they said, oh, now I get it. I see the guy is a genius. He can do anything, right?
Right.
I don't know. Sean Penn is a Three Stooge. I mean, apparently it's going to happen. And we've been asking around. And I guess we've got some insights.
We do.
We have some word from the set, right?
We have audition tape.
Oh, okay.
Of
really?
Sean Penn. I think he's supposed to be Larry, but he is trying out for the Three Stooges. This is
okay.
Happening, people.
Hello.
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 Hey, Larry, get over here.
Okay.
Larry, you're killing me!
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to hit you with that big pipe.
Spread out, you two! I'll myrtleize you!
I don't understand why you're so aggressive towards Curly. It's really unnecessary. I think he's brain damaged in some
way. I'm a victim of circumstance, Larry!
See, that's what I was talking about. I think he's got some issues. I don't think he's really... should be deserving this kind of punishment.
Why, you? I'll give you punishment.
All right, now you're just taking your anger out on me. It's ridiculous. I don't even understand this anymore. It's really making me quite upset.
We'll never get out of this jam.
Are you okay? Are you having some sort of episode or stroke? Are you having some sort of spell? Because I can help you. We can get you to the hospital.
I'll take you to the hospital. I'll myrtleize you, Larry.
I think you dropped something.
Look at the grass. Look at the grass. Whoop, 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 whoop. The girls are coming. Let's get out of here.
What do you have against girls? I like girls. I need you to hang out with them. That'd be fun.
I'll show you fun.
Okay, now that hurt.
The most incredibly stupid story of the last couple of weeks has been Michael Phelps, in my opinion. They had pictures of him, I guess, what was it, like 3, 4, 5, 6 months ago?
Yeah.
Back in, November or something like that.
And Kellogg's, who was one of his big sponsors, who had him on the cover of Frosted Flakes and Corn Flakes boxes, apparently they dropped his sponsorship because, quote, his conduct was not consistent with the image of Kellogg's. And I don't know if you saw Saturday Night Live this past week, but...
Really, Kellogg? Marijuana's not consistent with your image? Because I thought it was totally consistent. You know every one of your mascots is a wild-eyed cartoon character with uncontrollable munchies. I mean, really, Toucan Sam, a frog named Dig'em, Snap, Crackle, and Pop. I knew some guys named Snap, Crackle, and Pop, and they were drug dealers. And you also have the Keebler Elves, a bunch of guys who live together in a treehouse and do nothing all day but think of new things to put cheese on. I mean, really, they're stoners. Every one of your products sounds like a wish a genie granted at a Fish concert. I mean, really...
Yeah, so, and it goes on and on.
Someone who is not happy about Kellogg's dropping Michael Phelps is the Marijuana Policy Project, and we have a spokesperson for that group on the line right now to talk to you. Dan Bernath joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good, thank you.
So have you already ripped a bowl this morning before you came on to do an interview, or what's the deal?
No, it's a little bit early for me. I figured I'd get a little bit of work done first.
All right.
Now, tell me how something like this works. We all know that corporations and, you know, Kellogg's has a public image that they're trying to unhold, just like any other group. We all know that they have these closed-door meetings where they talk about the risks and the assessments and make decisions on what to do. What do you think happened in the case of Kellogg's? Do you think that they were getting complaints from Kellogg's customers that they forced them to drop Michael Phelps? Do you think they just did it as a preemptive move, or what do you think is going on here?
No, I think that they got in the time machine and held that meeting about 40 years ago. and I think that they completely misjudged the mood among most Americans about marijuana and marijuana policy. I mean, after all, 100 million Americans have tried this drug, so it's kind of silly to condemn somebody for doing something that half of your consumers do.
And I don't believe that they're – I don't believe Kellogg's is like, oh, this is horrible. I think they're just afraid. I think they're afraid that they're going to run into a lot of trouble, so they're scared, so they make this decision, and it's just so stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it was a miscalculation, too. I think that they got more people irritated that they made a big deal of this than they did actually soothe people's sense of morality.
I saw one report. I guess it might have been on the O'Reilly Show. I don't know if you were representing your group on that program or not, but they were discussing this, and somebody said something like, well, Kellogg's doesn't want to get thousands of complaint letters from parents who say, how can you associate with that drug dealing Michael Phelps and, you know, influence my children that way? I can't imagine they would get but a handful of angry letters over this. Do you?
Well, Kellogg's is the only company that dropped Michael Phelps as an endorser that I'm aware of, so I doubt that their other phone lines are getting lit up. However, a lot of people who are sick of our bad marijuana laws and who are sick of this hypocrisy did flood Kellogg's with calls. In fact, for a while, if you called their voicemail, the first thing that was addressed was Michael Phelps. The second was salmonella and peanut butter. So I guess they had the opposite effect.
If you'd like to talk about Michael Phelps smoking a bowl, press one.
Let me ask you this, Dan. Whether you think it should be the law or not, what would you say to people who say it is still illegal and it is still a bad signal to send to people that you can blatantly break the law and get away with it?
Well, I don't think that that's a signal that was sent at all. I mean, like I said, 40% of the population has tried this drug. It's hypocritical to hide behind the fact that it's illegal. If he had been holding a beer, if he had been holding a bottle of Jack Daniels, nobody would have had anything to say about this.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'd like to thank Kellogg's for bringing this up and bringing up just how silly that law is.
Yeah.
Wasn't Michael Phelps at one point, didn't he get popped for DUI, by the way?
Yeah, shortly before Kellogg's picked him up as an endorser, in fact, he had, and I would say that most people would agree that's a far more dangerous offense, driving while intoxicated or while drinking, rather than smoking marijuana or possibly smoking marijuana at a college party.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think that would be far more dangerous to other people. All right, tell us what the Marijuana Policy Project is doing about this. What are you encouraging your members and people who follow the story to do?
Well, we've asked people to boycott Kellogg's, and that's not something we ordinarily do, but we thought that the hypocrisy shown here was just ridiculous, and mainly to let folks know that the press, or much of the press and Kellogg's, got this one wrong and overestimated how big of a deal this is to people. So we've asked people to contact Kellogg's, and we've also asked them to stop using Kellogg's products.
Is it possible that Kellogg's was just looking for a way out of the Michael Phelps thing because he's the most boring man alive?
Because he's a zero?
He is a zero. He can swim like a dolphin, but he's just dull.
Well, I don't know about that. They sure did seem obsessed with the marijuana use, but maybe that is the most interesting thing about him right now.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Michael Phelps, and you should have cornflakes.
Never been a bigger zero as far as personality goes, but it is still ridiculous that this whole thing happened.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad, while we have you on the line, I'm sure you work in a lot of areas that have to do with your proposition. Is there any movement now that we have a young, hip, admitted former pot smoker in the White House that will start to see some of these laws change in this country, or no? Is no politician still willing to go out and step up on our behalf?
Well, there are good signs. First of all, I'd like to point out we're not a pro-pot organization. We just want to change the laws. But that said, I think that there are a lot of positive changes with the new administration. We've had a couple of raids in medical marijuana dispensaries in California.
Yeah.
But finally, we have a president who stood up and told the DEA to review his policies and to correspond. So we'll see if that works. Meanwhile, I think that we're likely to see things get a lot more friendly for researchers who are looking into the medical benefits of marijuana and ways that it could be used more effectively. So, I don't know that anybody is going to step up and say, yes, let's end marijuana prohibition. But I'm hopeful that we'll see some signs towards sanity.
It sure seems like the lag time between most people's attitudes
And the politicians
and laws, it almost seems like, and maybe it's just the people I'm around because I'm around a lot of pot smokers, but I mean, it almost seems like everybody's fine with it, and it's just a matter of time until the public policy catches up, but how long can it possibly be?
Yeah, it seems like first the public realizes that it's ridiculous, and then eventually, finally, the press does, and then maybe years and years and years later, the politicians get brave enough to do something about it.
Well, I'm glad to hear you speaking out on this issue. I certainly support what you're doing, but I'm not going to boycott Kellogg's because they make too many good things. I'm sorry. I got to draw the line. If you're starting to take my Pop-Tarts away, dude, I got to draw the line right there. I'm sorry, Dan.
Well, how long is the boycott? Because I could do without Pop-Tarts for, a couple weeks.
Hey, if you can go for a couple of weeks,
right.
I think we'd appreciate that.
Okay. All right. All right.
We are in. Kevin.
Dan Bernath with the Marijuana Policy Project. Thank you so much for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show today, man. We enjoyed it.
All right. Thanks. Y'all have a good day.
Coming up after the news at 8, I understand we have a new Ralph rant.
We do. I got to speak up. I got to speak up for the little guy who doesn't have voice, who doesn't have a microphone. I have to be able to protect people who are getting abused on a daily basis for minimum wage.
Yeah. I am looking forward to that. Also, an update. It's our annual visit with Mr. Skin with his anatomy awards that are revealed today.
So anatomy awards.
All
on
that
Sunday, it's
up.
The Academy Awards.
What?
He's got the anatomy awards.
The Oscars ripped off Mr. Skin is basically what's going on. Anyway, all that coming up between 8 and 9 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Wednesday. What's happening?
You may have heard me. What? Occasionally, I speak of the Paley Festival. Which is the used to be the Museum of Television and Radio. Now it is the Paley Center for Media, and they do an annual event. They've been doing it for 26 years now, where they take a selection of great TV shows, past and present, and then bring in the casts of those shows, the creators of those shows, and give the fans a chance to interact with them. You get to hear about how the shows came about. You get to meet the cast and hear what their opinion is of working on the show. They've done it for every great TV show ever. I saw the Entourage one once. That was an amazing night.
Saw the Dexter one.
Dexter, Kevin went
to. I yelled
too.
Out, hey, is it cool to kill people?
That was your contribution,
yep.
Huh?
An important part of that.
Kevin, the interview killer. I went to Lost when they've had that. I mean, so they have a great.
Hey, what's happening on Lost?
It's a great lineup every year. It's in April. April 10th, it kicks off. Tickets go on sale on the 26th to members of the Paley Center for Media. You can join and become a member, and you get first crack at these tickets, and you should because they sell out every year. Here's the lineup. You may be interested in some of these TV shows. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. All right, you may not be interested in all the shows. 90210, the new one. They want to have an evening with
that.
Dwan
should go to that.
Dwan. You should. True Blood, the vampire show over there on HBO.
Love, love, love.
Dave's ready. Dude, can you give me tickets for True Blood? Because I like to spend an evening with True Blood. So we're going to hook him up. Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog. Now, this isn't awesome. A TV show per se. It's a TV show, but it's on the internet. It's the Joss Whedon project. Dollhouse. Oh. Liza Dushku.
Yeah. She's going to be here Friday, you know, Ralph.
The Big Bang Theory. Very funny sitcom over on CBS. The Mentalist. Simon Baker, of course, is Patrick Gane. Desperate Housewives, celebrating their success over the past couple years. Pushing Daisies. For those of you who missed that show, I know I do. I really enjoyed it, but I just didn't find an audience. They're going to show the last unaired episodes. So if you want to see the rest of this season, you can check it out there. Battlestar Galactica and Caprica, an evening dedicated to both of those TV shows. The Hills from MTV.
Oh, come on.
Spencer, Heidi, Audrina will all be in attendance. And you can hang out with Spencer. Spencer, are you looking forward to meeting the fans of The Hills?
Can't wait. There's nothing better than meeting people, letting them know what I'm like in real life, you know?
Take a Q&A from the audience, anything they want to ask?
Answer anything they want to talk about, especially me and Heidi and what our life's like, my suit.
Your suit.
Yeah, where'd you get that jacket? I was wondering about that.
Big Love, another great show on HBO. My wife is obsessed with Big
me
Love.
Me too.
Same with mine. Can't
I
stop
love
watching it.
It.
Better this season
husband
than last. Well, that's clear.
Fringe. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Ooh.
And then Swingtown, a short-lived show on CBS about swingers that I really thought never quite got its due. Come on!
Canceled.
I know, but they're going to celebrate it in absentia.
Remember when we used to do that show?
This is why Kevin's not invited every year. Tony Romo.
Yeah?
Was reportedly tired of following his girlfriend Jessica Simpson around the globe while she goes on her concert tour. According to Star Magazine, he recently told her he was skipping her shows and he needed some space. That got Jessica very upset, and she said she's not going to let Tony go and she's ready to fight for his love.
That's the work.
She's also ready to eat for his love, I've heard, too. So to wait to see how that goes.
He wasn't getting any food on the road.
See what happens with her?
Can you imagine waking up today and Jessica Simpson is still your girlfriend? She hasn't died in her sleep overnight. You've still got to deal with her again today.
Ugh.
New movie news. Martin Lawrence has just announced he is starring in a new film called Back to America, about a working class guy from Queens who discovers he's the heir to a throne of an African country and travels there to claim his birthright.
Wasn't that...
Wait a minute.
Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy did it in reverse.
In reverse,
oh,
yeah.
In reverse.
Exactly. An African prince who left his country to go live in a working class neighborhood in New York.
Yeah.
See what they've done?
And hilarity
ensues.
It's
a very clever twist. That was called Coming to America. This one's called Back to America.
All right.
Okay.
See?
All right.
Oh, Martin Lawrence, you're gifted. And how's this for a super group? Just announced the lineup. Shut up.
All right.
Just announced the super group for this lineup. James Iha from Smashing Pumpkins.
Hey!
Cheap Trick drummer Bun E. Carlos. Taylor Hanson of Hanson. And Fountain of Wayne's bassist and songwriter Adam Schlesinger. They've just formed their own band.
Okay.
It's called Tinted Windows, and the album should be out in the spring.
Hmm. Anything Adam Schlesinger is involved in is worth checking out.
I like him a lot. Fountains of Wayne is one of my favorite bands that no one really seems to follow that much. But, yeah, it sounds like a cool group, especially Bunny Carlos. Come on!
What?
Dude smokes while he's playing drums.
Oh, that's pretty
What more
impressive.
Can you ask for from
that's
a man?
Pretty, that is impressive. It's your personal hero right
he
there.
He sure is. Today's celebrity birthday. That's why I quit playing drums, by the way. I couldn't smoke
couldn't
and
smoke.
Couldn't play at the same time. I don't do anything where I can't smoke during it.
I know.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Molly Ringwald's 41 years old. Dr. Dre turns 44. Matt Dillon, 45 years old today. Vanna White from Wheel of Fortune is 52. John Travolta turns 55 years old today. And Cybill Shepherd from Moonlighting and many motion pictures. He's 59. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
I'm so excited, man. I have no skin tension to missing this interview. I can't wait, ladies and gentlemen. He's maybe the greatest human on the planet, and we look forward to our visits a couple of times a year. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Skin is here.
Mr. Skin.
Hey, Mr. Skin, how you doing this morning?
Doing great, Kevin and Bean. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Your site continues to be skin sane. It is MrSkin.com. And Mr. Skin, for folks who maybe have not had the pleasure of hearing you on our show in the past, describe briefly what you do for us.
Well, I am the world's leading expert on female nudity in film. And it's actually this year marks our 10th anniversary of MrSkin.com. And what it is if you go and search any actress in the world, it will tell you if she's been nude in a movie, how many movies, how far into the movie, and we review each one, write, have a lot of fun with it, and most importantly, you could see pics and video clips of the great nude scenes there also.
It's the most detailed information you've ever seen. I mean, it really is. It goes down to the second and the frame. They tell you exactly what's there.
We put a lot of time and effort into it, and it's not just a place where we just post up some pictures. We really have a great editorial team, and we put a lot of time and effort into presenting the skinformation, if you will.
If I didn't know you, I'd be skintimidated.
Yeah. You know? And I'm going to tell you, by the way, your new email blast with all the hot news in the world of nudity. I mean, I learned from you that Kate Moss is starting to develop boobs at 35 years old. She's actually filling out a B cup now for the first time. I learned that from Mr. Skin this morning.
Yeah, dude, we're really on top of some of the biggest news stories in the business.
Now, tell us about your Anatomy Awards. What's this?
Well, actually, this is our 10th annual Anatomy Awards, and what we do every year is, we all know the Oscars are Sunday night, and right around Oscar time, we put together what we think are the best moments in nudity from movies, TV, DVD from 2008, the prior year, and I can tell you this, when you watch the Oscars, there's definitely some down moments.
You think?
It's not all exciting while you're watching that, but I can say that during the Anatomy Awards, there's never a dull moment. So,
all right. What are some of your favorite categories this year, Mr. Smith?
Well, one thing I should mention, we have 35 categories if people want to check it out at the site. But this is the first year I've ever shown for the major awards who the nominees were. Usually I would just announce the winners. So we have nominated categories, and then we have special categories, like when you have an actual award in there called Best Nudity with a Toothbrush.
I saw that one.
Yeah, you're not going to have a lot of nominees for that award.
I was like, that's hardly a category, but I like the fact that you've made it one.
Yeah, exactly. So like as an example, we have Best TV Show, and one of the great things I've seen in the last couple of years from a nudity standpoint is all the HBO and Showtime shows that are fun TV shows to watch have been chock full of nudity, like Dexter and Entourage, and I could go on and on with all the great shows. Well, we looked at what we thought was the best from 2008. The Californication and Crash were in consideration. Crash is a show on the Stars Network, but True Blood from HBO was, in my eyes, the head and shoulders above everyone, because not only was it a great show for people to watch, but they got these young, hot, naked chicks on a regular basis, including getting Anna Paquin and Lizzie Kaplan to make their first-time nude scenes in this season. It was really a great show.
And by the way, we've talked to you in the past about some of the Academy Award-winning actresses that are still not too famous or not too popular, not too highbrow to shed it. You know, your Angelina Jolie's, your Charlize Theron's of the world. Anna Paquin is another one on that list who it's a little bit – I mean, some people, I guess, were surprised to see how willing she was to do nudity for this role.
Right, especially me, because in the first couple of episodes I was thinking, geez, they're getting nudity, but there's no way the lead from this show,
right,
Anna Paquin, that's never been naked and won an Academy Award for the piano when she was 12 years old – I just thought there's no way she'd be naked, and that's another great surprise from True Blood this year.
Would you say that your attitude on that was skin valid?
Yes.
All right.
Skin deed.
Yes. And some of the other nominated categories, we did a Best Oscar-nominated nudity, which means if you were nominated for an Oscar and you were naked, who of those were the best in our opinion? And you had Angelina Jolie and Changelings had some nudity. Kate Winslet and The Reader, very naked, as Oprah mentioned many times. But our winner was Marissa Tomei in The Wrestler.
Yes.
And everyone's talking about Mickey Rourke, but boy, she plays an over-the-hill stripper. Her body was not over the hill. Like,
not at all.
Yeah, no. She's like 44 years old or something. Now, one of the things that you do at Mr. Skin is you just sit by the mailbox and wait for those videos to come out on DVD, right? So that you can. So Marissa Tomei will be up on the Skinnernet the minute that movie comes out on DVD, right?
Luckily for us, we already have some sneak pics of that, but you're right. 99% of the time, we have to wait like everyone else for the DVDs to come out. I don't go into a theater with a camcorder and put it up at the website, if that's what you're asking, right? So, and then also, and I know Alex was very disappointed in this, but I announced a Best Boobs of the Year, and she really wanted to win that. But,
Well, she can keep trying. Running. That's the thing, is she can keep trying.
Yeah, because there's always next year.
Right.
But we had some really stiff competition.
Hey!
Keisha Barton in Closing the Ring and Sophie Monk in Sex and Death 101 were outstanding, but we chose Asia Argento, who was naked in three different movies. She was in that Triple X movie with Vin Diesel, and she has a fantastic top rack. So
I haven't heard of any of those three. I haven't heard of The Last Mistress, Boarding Gate, or Mother of Tears, any of them.
And you know what? That's good. That just proves that I'm out there really working for
scouring.
You. Because you guys aren't going to, I mean, let's face it, you're not going to watch a lot of these movies or think about renting them unless I can tell you there's great nudity. Now you have a little motivation to check those.
You're our skin informant. That's true.
And a couple others. Just we did a best butt scene, and this was really close. Angelina Jolie in Wanted and Amy Smart in Mirrors were outstanding, but Anna Faris in The House Bunny was really, it was, she only showed her butt in the movie. It was a PG-13 movie, but it was such a great scene, and as far as butts go, that was the best of 2008 in our opinion.
I was wondering if that was really her, since she hasn't done nudity that I've seen in the past.
That's
or was
great,
it a body double?
Great question. If you watch the scene closely, she turns her head and you could see her face. So I would never put a body double in for you guys and make you get excited about a body double. I would never do that to you. So,
Mr. Skin, you should have best body double competition, by the way.
Oh, there you go.
Put it out there.
That really was Jennifer Aniston's butt in The Breakup, too, right? Not a body double there either.
It was hers. And by the way, get the full screen version of The Breakup because it shows more Jennifer Aniston butt than the widescreen version. Very important.
That's a big skin improvement.
The widescreen version is skin adequate, is what you're telling me.
Oh, awesome.
Exactly.
God. We're too happy with this. All right.
I also wanted to make note of some of the single winners because there's a ton of really fun awards, like over 25 of them, which you could scroll around and check out. Like, example, we did a best nude daughter of a famous mother and a best nude daughter of a famous father, which was the first time we were able to get both in the same year, because you can't always get that if it didn't happen.
Right.
You guys know who Nastasha Kinski is, but
yes.
Her daughter is 21 years old, Sonia Kinski, and she did a movie called All God's Children Can Dance. And I have to say, as big a fan as I am as their mom, I think the daughter is hotter than the mom, which is hard to believe.
Wow.
It's really amazing. And then you guys know who Sam Waterston is from Law & Order.
Yes.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, his daughter, Catherine Waterston, did a movie called The Babysitters, and she is topless. And let's just say, good thing she looks more like her mom than her dad, but it is the daughter of a famous father. So that was a real, those were some fun awards. And we even did one, Best Pixelated Nudity, which was...
Well,
Denise Richards, and it's complicated, her and the girls go... on the reality show went topless sunbathing, and because it was on E, they had to pixelate it out. So we still loved it and had a category for best pixelated nudity.
Fantastic. Now I have a few clips. I have best lesbian scene.
Oh, yeah.
I have the clip from that. That's fantastic. Tell us who that was.
Yeah, that was from The L Word. We had Alicia Lee Willis and Catherine Moaning. And sadly, The L Word's in its final season. And some of my greatest, if you go back in previous Anatomy Awards, you'll see lots of L Word winners because there's never a guy in any of the sex scenes. And this year's, or the one last year that aired on TV was, in my opinion, from movies or television, the best girl-girl moment in on film.
You like what you see?
Nice shoes.
Nice shoes, see?
Yeah, that really doesn't work on radio, Kevin. That does not translate at all on the radio, I'll tell you.
Yeah,
Mr. Skin?
Yeah, the Elwood's one where you could watch it with the sound down and still enjoy it.
You continue to be skin genius. I can't thank you enough for all the fantastic work you do. For just pennies a day, you get access to all of this, and the complete archive stays up all the time, right? It's not like you get stuff up and then it's gone. I mean,
the site has grown. It's amazing. I think we have over 17,000 actresses chronicled it. I mean, you couldn't get through it in 2 years of full time.
So. You've had a big skinfluence on everybody out there. I'm really proud of you for that.
MrSkin.com, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, you guys. Thanks a lot.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous KROQ, 106.7 KROQ, 825.
Garmin!
Ralph, why do you hate?
I don't hate.
Ralph hates correctly, by the way.
I fight the good fight. Much like the Cape Crusader, that song was based on. I patrol the night looking for injustice.
You don't patrol the night,
and
I'm pretty
battling
sure.
it wherever I can in my cape and cowl.
You don't have either.
Or you stay home and watch American Idol every night.
Right, there's that too.
Or
that option. But in my spirit, in my heart, I'm a crusader.
Okay.
And I'm tired of watching the little guy take it in the shorts. And I have to use this power, this microphone, this bully pulpit, if you will, to try to speak out on his behalf, because I am tired of witnessing what I've been watching.
Who's the little guy in this case, and who's the aggressor?
In this case, let me just start off by saying I love me Subway.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
If I'm looking for a sandwich to get at lunch and I got to hit a fast food place, Subway's the place I go. I just love their sandwiches.
Okay.
I go there quite often. I go maybe once a week to Subway. And I am tired of watching the poor people behind the counter at Subway just take a beating by obnoxious, picayune a-holes who think they are ordering from Gordon Ramsay at some five-star restaurant where they have to instruct each and every freaking ingredient, first of all, and then how it's placed on the bread and how to go about it. Let me tell you the story that really just chapped my ass.
Is this the only business where you can watch the person do the work and pick at them?
I think it's the only restaurant where you have absolute say in everything that that person does while they're preparing your food.
Doesn't seem good.
If you tried to go into a five-star restaurant and walk back into the kitchen and say, hey, less cayenne pepper there on that filet of salmon. What do you think you're doing? Where's the dill? Hey, how about some dill? If you pulled that kind of crap, they'd kick your ass out of that restaurant.
And rightfully so.
But the poor jamokes at Subway who work back there, work their ass off, by the way, for, I don't know, it's probably minimum wage or something.
They're Subway sandwich artists, Ralph.
They get berated by these people. I was standing behind, and it always happens you're behind this person. You're never in front of them.
Nope.
You're behind the person. It takes 25 minutes to make a 6-inch sub because they're so picky about how they do this, right? This woman was brutalizing this poor guy, and she was, I don't know, 50. And she had the bad plastic surgery, and she had the Beverly Hills spend too much time in the gym because I got a rich husband kind of spandex outfit on.
Yeah.
And so she wanted a vegetarian sandwich. They make you a veggie sandwich, which is delicious. So she is just beating this guy up. I need green peppers. No, half as much green peppers. Okay, now some banana pepper. Just a few banana peppers. And then she's like, wait a minute. And the guy's like, what? Change your gloves. He's like, what? Change those plastic gloves. I saw you touch some meat. I saw you brush up against meat.
Oh, no.
Change those gloves.
Really?
And the guy just kind of rolls his eyes and walks over to the dispenser and gets brand new plastic gloves and puts them back on and then goes back to the hell that is this woman's sandwich. Okay, now I need some salt and pepper. Just a little bit salt and pepper. Now I want oil and vinegar, but I just want oil on one side of the roll and the vinegar on the other side of the roll. Don't mix them when you're putting it. And I was going to hit this woman with a bag of Sun Chips. I didn't know what. I was so furious with her. Just making this guy's this life's a living hell.
By the way, that guy, that could be the third, fourth, fifth person that day that was treating them like that for no money.
This is my point, is this is not the exception. This is the rule with these guys. They get back there, and people, because they have this power trip, because they think they can do whatever they want to this person, will make them jump through all kinds of hoops.
Yeah.
To which my point of view is, just order the damn sandwich. I want a turkey breast and cheese. I want no onions. Go! There! You made the sandwich quickly. I'm out the door quickly. Everybody's happy.
Yeah, but I think it's even worse. I think you pick whatever's on the menu, and then you just say, just pick a number two. There's no with no. If you're going to fast food, get the F out of the way. The problem here is there's so many people, there's too many people in line. Get the F out of the way.
And just, to Subway's credit, they try to make an experience where you can get what you want. But
right.
People are abusing the privilege. Yeah. They're abusing this privilege. And the guy back there or the girl back there who's making minimum wage or a buck over is just putting up with your crap. And people like you all day long. And I just looked into the eyes of this guy. His eyes were dead. His soul had been crushed a long time ago. And I said, how much must it suck to be a Subway sandwich artist and to put up with this crap every day when you go to work? Yeah. I wouldn't be able to go to work. I would get up in the morning knowing that I was going to meet that lady or someone like her throughout my day, and I would want to kill myself.
You'd see him coming, too, wouldn't you? You'd see her, walking.
Absolutely.
Oh, no, you take her. I don't want to.
Staring for a super long time at the menu when everyone knows they got about 8 different kinds of sandwiches you can order. And it's going crazy now because they got the $5 foot-long thing.
Sure.
So I've never seen Subways as packed now as they are these days. Because, you know, times are tough and everybody's trying to get a bargain. And it's just from 11 to 2, you just can't get into most Subways. They're just packed.
I went for dinner just last night. I got a Subway sandwich for myself and for my wife. And I was thinking about what you were talking about, Ralph. And I think that if you get an approximation of what you ask for, that's reasonable to expect.
Yes.
That's it. If you say, I want lettuce, and they put some lettuce, I don't care whether it's more than you'd like or less than you like, you're still getting lettuce in your sandwich. Just deal with it and eat it. I couldn't agree with you more.
Unless your throat closes up upon eating a green pepper, I don't want to hear you talk about what level you need vegetables
on
your
sandwich. If you want to order that in that that picky a manner. You can go to restaurants where they will, you know, good, really high-end restaurants where you pay a ton of dough. But for if you're going through
or
Subway,
if your sandwich is so labor intensive, go to Ralph's and pick up some rolls and some meat and some vegetables and go home and make your own goddamn sandwich and get out of my life. Get out of my way. Stand clear of my toboggan. I'm coming downhill. And right. You're making my life miserable and you're making Julio behind the counter, making him want to take his life with one of those really dull knives they use to cut the bread.
We want to shine the spotlight on the poor Subway workers today. And that's what we're looking for, right?
Like
we're
the looking Cesar for Chavez of Subway workers.
We're looking for people who are working for Subway. We don't want to talk to Jared and his fat ass. That's not what this is about. We want to talk to people who are actually in the trenches, behind the counter, making the sandwiches for the bad customers at Subway. We want to hear your stories because we feel your pain, and Ralph, as a champion of the little man, is here for you. Am I right?
Absolutely.
That's correct.
I want to fight the good fight for you people. Speak out!
1-800-520-1060.
Angry. Just reading about these calls is making me angry.
No.
Ralph noticed at a Subway sandwich shop the other day that it may be one of the worst jobs in America is to be making food in front of somebody when you have people who are so unbelievably particular about every item that goes on their sandwich.
That's why
its quantity.
That's why most food places, they ask you what you want, and then they go behind some kind of barrier and make it. They don't let you have input all along the way.
The Subway people have been kind enough to involve you in the process of making the food, and you people are abusing it. It's the only professional in the world where you get to have your say. You know, they're building your house, you'll go, hey, you're going to put that 2x4 there? I move it over a little bit. I like the 36 inches with my studs. Screw you! Go away!
Steve writes in, before we go to your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Hey guys, thanks for standing up for the Subway workers. I worked there for about 2 years. There were tons of a-hole customers who would always try to belittle you for not putting enough banana peppers on the sandwich. The banana peppers are like dollar bills to most people. Most people can't get enough of those things.
So apparently that's a problem. All right, let's about 8 minutes at a Subway.
Me too.
Before I leaped over the counter, whatever I would do, I would jump over the counter and take someone out.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Nino in Whittier to get us started here. He or she is on line 6 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Nino, you work for Subway, right?
Yeah, I used to work there a couple of years ago for a summer when I was like 17.
It's a brutal job, isn't it, Nino?
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems bad. Yeah.
Turn that radio down. What's the biggest problem with it? Why is dealing with customers so tough at Subway?
Well, this customer specifically, I got customers like this all the time, but this one old man, he came in. And, you know, normally people want their sandwiches, they buy a foot long and they want it divided into two, right?
Of course, yeah.
Cut now.
This guy wanted to divide it into threes.
Oh, man.
So, okay.
Specific about how he wanted the avocados sliced and what section he wanted them in. And instead of making it easier for me I want these two sections with avocados and this one without, he would skip sections and, no, I want this with avocados and this one without. I want all of them on this one and not on this section, but I want it on this section.
Oh, man.
The middle. Please, it was just ridiculous. And pepper, it was just ridiculous on how much you wanted on each section.
Now, I didn't even think about this, but do you have regular customers who are a-holes that come in all the time? They do the same thing over and over?
Yeah, there's these one people who kept coming in, and they always wanted me to change my gloves. And they always asked me to change my gloves no matter what. Even if I was making, just finished washing my hands, and I got back to the kitchen, they wanted me to change my gloves.
They're lucky you wear gloves, by the way. When I grew up in Philadelphia, you went to get a cheesesteak. There was a guy sweating in your meat. There was usually some sort of gunshot wound he had going on while he was making it for you. No freaking gloves.
Thank you for the call.
Let's try Manuel in Paramount on line 1 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Manuel, welcome to the show. You work for Subway. What's that like?
Oh, it's horrible. We would have these kids, they would come in, they're 12 to 16 years old, and they would run in and grab a bunch of chips and leave. Take off. It's like a beer run for chips.
Because they do have the chips there in front of the counter when you pick them up when you get your meal deal.
Yeah, and sometimes we would see them coming, so me and one of my coworkers would run to the front, we'd stand there, and then they'd take off. We saw them coming now.
Wow.
So try them in, then lock the door and just beat them senseless.
Yeah.
See, but that's why you wouldn't last a day in that job.
I would be assaulting all the customers.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. That's the only place I ever see the Sun chips for sale, by the way. And those are so good, but you don't see them in the supermarket and stuff.
Oh, I love the Sun chips.
I thought they had them out front because they like you to take them.
You take the Sun chips and you put it in the sandwich when you get home.
That's pretty good, by the way.
Crunchy sandwich.
But you know what? You don't ask them to do it.
No, I do not.
You just take it home and do it yourself. Candace in Downey, good morning.
Hi,
morning. No, Ralph, like, I totally agree with you. I worked there when I was 19, and not only do you get badgered by customers, but you go home smelling like onions and pickles.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
from being in that place all day, but no, like, they're horrible. Yeah. Horrible.
That's not a sexy scent on a woman, the onions and pickles.
No, it's not when you're going home trying to meet with your boyfriend, and he's like, you smell like onions.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right, Meatball, I'll be glad to go out with you tonight. Well, let's that try, sucks. Thank you, Candace.
Let's try Memory in Long Beach. Yes, Memory in Long Beach on line 4. Memory, is that really your name?
Hey, Memory.
Hi.
That's your name, right? Memory?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe right, she can't happens? Remember.
I'm sorry?
What happened?
Well, this girl came in. I guess we had some previous little messed up stuff, and she came in thinking that I was going to be scared of her. And because I wasn't going to be able to do anything because I was at work.
You mean she came in yelling at you for something?
She came in talking crap. I was helping a customer, and she came in with this big, I don't know if I can say it, but a big fat girl,
sure.
thinking that I was going to be afraid. Uh-huh. She didn't intimidate me at all. So I clocked out. One of my leads was there. I just sort of, I'm clocking out, went outside, and we got into it.
Wait a second. Hold on a second.
Was this
a customer out in the parking lot to fight?
We did. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to get fired over this girl. So I clocked out because I was like, no way, man. And
I like that you clocked out first. You didn't want to fight on their time.
Was the fight no. about banana peppers? That's what I want to know.
Say it again.
Was the fight about banana peppers?
No, but I do love banana peppers, and I still go.
Wow, she's the best. See, that's why I think I'd get fired. But she just clocks out and walks out in front and goes,
yeah.
Let's go.
You want my own time. Can't dock me anything.
No, and the other girl didn't get involved because she let me beat the crap out of her, so...
So did you win, and was that the end of that customer coming into your store?
No, yeah, that was the end of that customer coming into
the store. How about that? That's the way to handle disputes, I guess. That's what should have happened with your customer and your employee, Ralph.
Yeah, I know. I would have loved it.
Nicely
done. I would have held her for the guy.
Thank you. What's happening? 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:55.
I think Mike is mocking your improv abilities. I think it's what's going
Mine?
On.
Mine?
Laughing.
All right. It's
8:54 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Congratulations to Rich Hurst from Glendora. He has just won Coldplay tickets and is eligible for the grand prize drawing we do Monday for World Tour 2009 Destination Number 4. It's Coldplay in, of all places, Bergen, Norway.
Yes! Norway!
Your chance to win your tickets and qualify coming up on the World Famous K-Rock.
No way! No way!
You sound like the lady from Throw Mama from the Train there for a moment.
Owen! Owen, who's your friend?
Before I get to the showbiz news, I've got some cool things to give away. You know, the Oscars are this weekend, Sunday.
Yeah.
What?
I can't wait. I've got a limited edition Oscars t-shirts and posters giveaway. This is the only place you can get them. You can't buy them anyplace. They're celebrating the 81st Oscars this year, and I'd like to give them away to someone with some Oscar trivia. So here's your trivia question. Three movies have tied for the most awards ever won by a film.
Yes.
That is true.
True.
One of them was Ben-Hur. Mm-hmm. The other one was Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. What is the third film that has won 11 awards? It's the third in the tie of the three films that each have won 11 awards at the Oscars one year or another. If you know the name of that movie, call now, 1-800-520-1067. First five people that get through with the correct answer will win a limited edition Oscar t-shirt and poster celebrating this year's Oscars. So please enjoy. Watch the Oscars 5 o'clock on Sunday on Channel 7 ABC. Sarah Jessica Parker says that the economy is so bad it's affecting the glamorous world of Sex in the City, Lisa.
What?
Oh, no.
How? What's going on?
They took away her salt lick.
Well, they're working. Less hay. Less hay in the stable. Apparently, they're working on the script for the second film, and they're trying to address how tough the times are. I mean, how do you rationalize a Carrie Bradshaw character who goes out and spends $600 on Manolo Blahnik shoes?
That is a really good question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how are you going to work that into the world of Sex and the City with all this hard economic strife we're all going through?
It never made sense anyway. She didn't have a job.
She was a journalist. She was a columnist.
One column.
Yeah.
Come on.
Here's a way they could save money. Don't make Sex in the City 2. That'll save you like $15 million right there.
Bite your tongue, Ralph.
With this.
Jeez. Do I really have a face like a horse?
Do we have an answer to my trivia question
for
the Oscars?
We have David in East L.A. Hi, David.
David, what's the third movie that's won 11 awards at the Oscars?
Titanic.
Titanic, indeed. Congratulations. Hold on. We're going to give you all the details, but you win a T-shirt and poster thanks to the folks at the Oscars.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Hey, he's not buying Kellogg's.
Yeah, thanks. I'm watching Titanic now in my mind. Speaking of movie news, this is very exciting. Paramount has just announced they are releasing season one of the original TV series of Star Trek on Blu-ray. Blu-ray!
Okay.
Won't it look even more phony?
High-definition Star Trek, Kirk and Spock. Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. I mean, it's been on DVD for years.
Blu-ray. Blu-ray is magical. I hooked up my Blu-ray player this week, by the way.
Is it the best?
It is amazing. It's remarkable. It's like having X-ray vision. You actually see through the movie. That's how clear it is.
I don't think that's true.
It is.
You can't really see through it.
You can see right through it. Mm. They're also going to release all the movies. A trilogy set of the films on Blu-ray. The Wrath of Khan, Search for Spock, and The Voyage Home will all be released. All this in May. So.
What was that?
Sorry, okay. Leonard Nimoy.
Now, is this it, though? Blu-ray is the top, or are they going to come along in 3 years and go, oh, Blu-ray is like dirt, man. This is the format you got to buy.
Blu-ray is like watching a movie with cataracts. You should try Green Ray.
Is that what they're going to do?
Green Ray is the best.
I don't think that's going to happen right away, but it always does.
They always make an improvement.
Yeah.
They're saying that 3D will be next. Everything will be in 3D.
I'm very satisfied with DVD quality. I mean, honestly, it's fine for me. I don't know how much better it needs to be.
I know you think you are.
Right, but you haven't seen it.
But when you see the Blu-ray, you say, wow, that is much, much better. And you wouldn't think that, but you are surprised.
Kevin, you're still only watching shows on your iPod, right? So it doesn't really matter to you.
Kevin has a Blu-ray iPod.
I do. I have a Blu-ray iPod.
It's remarkable.
Pretty heavy.
It's the clearest one-inch screen you've ever seen in your life, and he's loving it. Amy Fisher. You remember her? The Long Island Lolita?
Yes.
Right?
Woman who loved her boyfriend so much, he shot his wife in the face?
Yeah.
That's love.
That is love.
That's love right there.
Sure.
She's in porn, you know.
I knew they put out a porn. Is she a porn star now?
Well, you know, she's taking the leap into that line of work. She did release a porn movie that is doing apparently pretty well, so she is expanding her porn empire to include live performances at strip clubs across America.
I haven't seen her in a while. She did not strike me as attractive.
She had some plastic surgery. She looks better. She's in pretty good shape. For a curiosity factor, I bet she does pretty well on the road.
You think?
I'm hoping.
Isn't she like 40 or something, Ralph?
I do not know how old she is. She's probably late 30s. Yeah, that's probably a safe bet. But I'm just saying, if I see in the newspaper that Amy Fisher's coming to a strip club and is going to get naked, I'm going.
Are you?
I'm absolutely going, yeah. Hmm. I want to see what she looks like and why Joey Buttafuoco loved her so much. Because, you know, Joey's sort of a hero of mine.
Sure.
Yeah.
He's a hero of all of ours.
Real quickly, I talk about this every year, the Paley Media Center, Paley Center for Media. I always get confused because it used to be known as the Museum for Television and Radio. But they do this Paley Fest every year where they talk about some of the best TV shows, past and present, and you get an evening with the casts and creators of these shows. Well, they've just announced their lineup for this year's Paley Fest, which is going to be in April, starts April 10th. Tickets go on sale the 26th, but you only can buy them early if you're a member of the Paley Center, so it's worthwhile to get your membership. Here's the lineup of the shows you'll be able to spend an evening with. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, 90210, True Blood from HBO, which we just love that show.
Strong.
Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog, the Joss Whedon project he does with
Neil Patrick Harris,
thank you. Dollhouse, The Big Bang Theory, The Mentalist, an evening dedicated to Desperate Housewives, Pushing Daisies, that's Ween, Battlestar Galactica and Caprica gets their own night, The Hills, Big Love, Fringe, and Swingtown will all be celebrated this year.
I heard they were having a night with the cast of Two Girls, One Cup.
I don't believe they were, but one of the girls couldn't make it.
All right.
So One Girl,
TV,
One Cup.
See that.
Just not worth doing.
Television.
Yes, all right. It is on television. Ticketweb.com is where you can go for more information. Today's celebrity birthdays, Molly Ringwald, Pretty in Pink, The Breakfast Club, Sweet 16. One of the biggest stars, 16 Gandles, the sequel. She's 41 years old today. Dr. Dre is 44. Matt Dillon turns 45. Vanna White from Wheel of Fortune is 52 and still turning letters. That's a gig. Travolta is 55. Sybil Shepherd turns 59. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph, and thanks to our special guest, Mr. Skin, for joining us. A very skin-formative segment today. He, of course, has his Anatomy Awards and so much more posted at MrSkin.com. Oh, please check it out.
It just won't stop.
It's interesting. Why are you yelling at me?
Yeah. You got to join the dark side, Ralph. That's what I've learned.
Kevin fought it for the first few years.
I tried to fight it.
Now he's just in awe. Doesn't work.
You got to give in. This afternoon at 5, we're going to talk about Michael Jackson's auction that he's doing. He's auctioning off like jackets and statues and the front gate for Neverland.
It's a garage sale.
Everything must go.
It's really a ridiculous fire sale.
Set of stuff. And we're going to talk to Clipper Darryl. I don't know if you saw the Clippers last night, but they lost to the Suns.
We're not
going
to have him on just to beat him up.
No.
Because this isn't about that, right?
He deserves better. That's what we're going to say.
He deserves better.
But he knows that. They lost to the Phoenix Suns last night by 40 points, 140-100.
It's a pretty big differential.
And their best player threw a punch at a Sun, so he's not playing tonight. Good times.
Look, if you were on the Clippers, wouldn't you just start throwing punches?
I would.
Yeah.
I would try to win
the fight. We'd lose the game, and maybe we can win the fight. That's what I'd be thinking.
All of that this afternoon between 5 and 6, but don't go away because Cat Corbett is up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music next. You have been demanding it, and we've heard you. The Toadies are going to be included as part of that 40 minutes. Also, Foo Fighters, Apocalyptica, The Offspring, Bravery, and more next on K-Rock.
Clipper Darryl. Dude. You were in Phoenix last night for the game?
How does that work, Darryl? How do you get to go to those away games?
No, what happened? I was already down here for All Star Weekend.
Ah, oh yeah, of course, yeah. And All Star Weekend, big news for Suns fans. They ended up firing their coach, right?
Exactly, man. They're so excited down here for it too.
Yeah. So then the Clippers come into town, and
that's kind of the opposite of the All Star game.
This and then this happened.
NBA: the Suns open the second half with a new head coach, Alvin Gentry, pacing the sidelines for Phoenix. Suns fired Terry Porter Monday. Late first quarter after Ricky Davis' three, Lewis Tomlinson goes down. He and Zach Randolph get tangled up, and Randolph hits him in the face. Take one more look. Tomlinson says something, and ooh, the left hook. Randolph ejected. The Suns scored a season high 81 in the first half. They shot 62% from the field, six players in double figures. Phoenix wins by 40.
140-100. Clipper Darryl. You deserve better.
You know what, though? That fight, I was sitting courtside last night, and I was right there. And, man, I couldn't believe what Randolph did. But, you know, the emotion, the losing, the anger, I can understand it.
Yeah.
But probably felt it.
Exactly.
Well, and Zach Randolph, if I'm not mistaken, was your best player?
Exactly.
And now he doesn't play tonight?
I believe the NBA is going to give him a 5-game suspension.
5-game suspension.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow,
Darryl. For those of us who didn't see the game, what happened? What precipitated the fight?
I forgot the other guy's name.
Dave?
Lewis Tomlinson.
He was definitely antagonizing, and Randolph just got upset and lost it.
They were kind of fighting back and forth.
Yeah,
all game.
Going at it the whole game. You know, exactly. The whole first quarter that it was.
That's the King of Mexico joining us this afternoon. He is Clipper fan number two after Darryl, of course, who's number one. So I'm really surprised by this, and I understand that the team, you know, wanted to show up and make the new coach look good and everything like that. But didn't Gentry put in some new moves, some new plays that you would think would take some time to translate on the floor, like learning the new coach's system? It's unbelievable they could score 81 points against anybody in the first half with first time the guy's been coaching.
What Alvin Gentry did, he just went back to D'Antonio style and said the 5-second rule. He wanted the ball up court over the half court line in 5 seconds and the whole. So my thing is, it was easy for him. I mean, them guys really, really wanted to go back to the run and gun game.
Right. But even so, 40 points. I mean, come on. This isn't even fun anymore. I mean, I don't even want to call and harass you. I, of course, Laker fan. It's not even fun. You deserve better than this.
Yeah, you feel bad for Darryl at this point.
Darryl.
Hey, man, Clipper Nation is huge.
See, that's the spirit right there. Yeah. I admire that as a sports fan because times are tough. But, dude, there's got to be some point where you go, wow, I'm tired of defending this crappy organization. No?
You know what? It's not the organization. It's not, you know.
It is. Darryl, it is.
The organization is all about the fans. Like tonight's game, they throwing a party for all the season ticket holders. You get to go across the street to Cabanas for free and just have a nice little time and associate amongst ourselves.
All 10 of you?
So,
How are they going to find room?
They're going to have that party in your car, Daryl.
But, Daryl, I'm saying rather than doing that, why don't they replace the coach like you said or get players or figure out a way to win so they don't have to throw parties so season ticket holders think they're happy? You know what I mean?
You know what? Clipper Nation is a family. You know what I'm saying? We've been through worse times than this.
It's an abusive family, if I might say so.
I believe this is going to come together better.
I believe you're Rihanna and the Clippers are Chris Brown. That's what I believe, Daryl. I'm sorry. Here's what I love about Daryl, though, and you can find him at Clipper Daryl on the MySpace page. What I love about him is that they're playing again tonight against the team that beat them by 40 last night, and Daryl sincerely believes they're going to win tonight. They're going to turn it around. All they need is one more game. God bless you, Daryl.
I love you guys.
Thank you, man. Ralph joins us in a few minutes with the Showbiz Beat this afternoon. It seems like every week there's a new Michael Jackson story. Last week we talked to him because he was dying by the flesh-eating virus. That was last week.
Right. Yeah.
And then you think it couldn't get any worse. Now he's so broke, guys, that Michael Jackson is having a garage sale.
Yeah, that's true. We got Michael on the phone. Good afternoon, Mr. Jackson.
Good afternoon, Kevin and Dean. How are you?
Very good, thank you. We're to a garage sale. That's where we're at.
Are you at a garage sale, too? So am I.
No, I'm saying that's the point you've gotten to.
Oh, me?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
You're now having strangers out to your house to pick through your possessions and take away what they want. That's how broke you are, Michael?
Everything must go.
Wow.
I stock them deep and sell them cheap. You know how I make a living?
No.
Volume. I'm moving about 2,000 different items.
Wow.
Selling everything off because I really need the money.
We have a bunch of pictures at krock.com, Kevin and Bean page. Go to sites and then click on, and you'll see some of the items that Michael is selling.
And if you go to smells, you'll see some of the other items I'm selling too.
Let's talk about some of the things that are up for sale here. A gold-painted throne that used to sit outside your bedroom and is estimated to go for probably about $2,000. What's that all about?
That was the waiting chair.
The waiting chair.
Yeah. That's where people would wait before they came into my bedroom. Had a little footstool, and I had a tray that came across that you could sit and eat off of. And it was at a high chair level.
Oh, that's what I was. Okay, yeah, that's what I was.
Covered with bunnies and cowboys.
Very uncomfortable with this.
A 1995 portrait of you in a dress holding a crown on a pillow.
Easy.
What?
Easy, liar.
That's what it says in the article.
It's a portrait of me in Elizabethan dress.
Okay.
Not a dress.
As someone from the Elizabethan period.
I apologize.
That's a lot better.
And imagine my surprise when Elizabethan doesn't mean they dress you up like Elizabeth Taylor.
Which is what you were hoping.
Some old crap costume they put on me.
That's not good. No. Three suits of armor?
Yes, in case I have to do battle.
Why did you need one suit of armor?
Because what happens if you're slaying a dragon and you soil your suit of armor?
You have another one standing
by.
You
need a backup, that's right. Right.
Uh-huh. A velvet cape given to you by your children for Father's Day 1998?
Yes. Says world's best dad on the back of it. Great, love that cape.
A pair of rhinestone-trimmed socks from 1981 you're selling, Michael?
Yes, my famous socks. I'm selling my glittery glove.
Oh, that you perform Beat It with?
Is
that,
yeah. As I would beat it, yes.
Billy Jean, I think, actually, is the
song. Billy Jean, right.
Beat it, too. I would beat it, too, with that glove.
What about this, Michael, about the garage sale? You're auctioning off some of your original artwork. I didn't even know. What are you, a painter or what?
Yes, I have many kinds of art that I do. Mm-hmm. One of them is painting and sculpting. So that original art is going. Some of the original lyrics from my songs I'm selling off also.
All right.
My lyrics from the song The Boy Is Mine. Right. With Paul McCartney. The lyrics for that are being sung off.
That was The Girl. Girl Is Mine.
This is before he rewrote it.
Oh,
I see.
I'm going through stuff now. I got so much. Somebody say, oh my God, look at this box. Look at that. I haven't seen this stuff in such a long time.
What is it?
I'm selling all this stuff up. I've got my baby teeth.
Your baby teeth?
Really? Well, they're not my baby teeth. They're my collection of baby teeth.
No, I would just
sweep off the sheets.
Okay. Oh, come on. Come on.
What you find.
That's terrible.
Oh, my baby blanket. Look at that.
Yeah?
My baby blanket. You know what my children?
Oh, your child? Yes. Oh, your kid named Blanket. Right.
I don't know what he was doing in this
his
box.
His kid is named Blanket. Don't sell Blanket.
My erector set?
Your erector set.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I call my stack of Baby Gap catalogs.
Come on.
Not funny. Not funny.
It's not unfunny.
I disagree. That's very funny.
Oh, there's so much.
Michael?
What happened?
Oh, that's my pet duck.
That's your pet
I'm
duck?
I'm selling my pet duck. I'm selling my xylophone.
You have a xylophone?
What the hell?
Selling a racetrack, I guess.
You don't know? What's that?
My collection of Velcro.
Are you just being surprised by Omar's sound effects? Is that what's going on here?
Pretty much.
You said, what is that? What is that?
Michael? Michael?
What the hell?
What's that?
I'm sorry, I just had some Taco Bell.
We hear that Green Day is hard at work finishing up their new record. There's some rumors of a tour, and even further rumors of a tour with Blink 182 back together and in support. That would be a hell of a concert tour this summer. That is something they could sell some seats for. All right, it's a Wednesday afternoon. Kevin Amin, Cinco de la Tarde. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Everyone's talking about the Oscars coming up this Sunday, and of course, everyone talking about Heath Ledger, nominated for Best Supporting Actor for his role as the Joker in Dark Knight. It looks like a foregone conclusion that he will win this award.
Yeah, I don't think I would want to be in that category, because then if you win, everybody's like, they're all mad at you.
Yeah, they'll storm the stage if he doesn't win. Suck. Strangle the actual winner. This will be the first time since 1976 that an actor won posthumously for an acting award. Peter Finch won it for Network in 76, but that was the last time a dead actor has won the award. So this rarely comes up, but people talking about what happens to the actual statue if a dead person wins it.
Oh, good.
Right.
Good
who
question.
Gets who
yeah.
gets the award, basically?
Right. Their estate or whatever?
Well, it turns out, now? Ordinarily, the statue goes to the spouse. Mm-hmm. Or if there is no living spouse, to the eldest child. Now, here's the thing. Ledger wasn't married to Katie Hudson. What the hell's her name?
Michelle Williams.
Michelle Williams. So she is not eligible to get it. And Matilda, his daughter, is only three, so she is legally unable to sign the winner's agreement and take ownership of the statue.
Parents?
So what's going to happen is they're going to have to put it in trust for Matilda, and when she reaches the age of 18, she'll be able to sell it on eBay. No. She will be able to take ownership of the statue. Oh, so she will get that on her 18th birthday.
Did you just explode, Dean?
Okay? I just coughed.
Oh, okay.
They should. If he wins, they should just give it away to like caller 100 watching the Oscars. Just have one of the home viewers win it.
Yes.
Be so awesome.
You know, you can't sell your Oscar?
I have heard that, yeah.
Unless you first offer to sell it to the Academy again for a buck.
Really? So if the Academy turns you down for a dollar, then you can sell it?
Then you can sell it, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm guessing they don't turn down too many Oscars for a buck.
Yeah.
More Oscar news. I think Bean made noises before when you hear this story.
Uh-oh.
It's just been announced that Zac Efron will be performing at the Oscars.
Hey, great. Another reason why it's going to suck.
He will be doing a song and dance number.
Oh, good.
With Hugh Jackman.
Great.
Beyonce. And the stars of Mamma Mia, Amanda Seyfried and Dominic Cooper.
What's the tie-in? I mean, I know he has been in films, but not that the Oscar people have seen.
The theme is people who love apparently, they're bringing up everybody up on stage.
That's great.
What?
And his girlfriend will be there as well. Vanessa Hudgens will also be performing. So it's going to be just a rockapalooza Oscar.
Now, that's interesting that you're able to pry some of that information out, Ralph, because they are really keeping under wraps what they're planning for the telecast Sunday.
Yes, they are.
Not a lot of details are coming out on what we're going
to
see.
They want the boring to be surprising.
It won't be boring.
It's always boring.
Not with Zach and Vanessa shaking a tail feather.
Come on, Kevin. Vanessa's going to be there.
There's like four awards that people care about. Five, maybe.
Zach will also be presenting Best Original Song. That's what they claim. So you get to see
him
a lot.
One of them.
A lot at the broadcast.
It is worse than Armenian genocide.
It's not that bad. I think it's going to be fine.
And it's all movie news today. Just announced in The Hollywood Reporter, Ashton Kutcher has signed to play a professional football quarterback who magically switches bodies with a 12-year-old middle school loser.
Are you serious?
They switch bodies! So the loser gets to play in the NFL, and the cocky football player is stuck in the body of a 12-year-old.
Yay!
This is the fresh kind of advanced forward thinking that Hollywood studios are giving us. Because you never see a movie about someone older getting switched to the body of a young person, or a young person magically growing up and being stuck in the body of an older person, and looking at their pants going, where'd this hair come from? You never see that.
Yeah. Amazing. When you think about it.
There's been like 50 movies like this. Mm. I swear.
There have been. That's true.
It's an endless list of this premise.
Yeah.
But it never gets tired. Oh, wait a minute.
Damn, man. What the hell is this? What's wrong with these people?
I would like to see the Armenian comedian trapped in the body of a 12-year-old.
As would I.
Yes. Today's celebrity birthdays. Sybil Shepherd is 59 years old today. I'd like to be trapped in her body. You know? John Travolta is 55 years old. Vanessa White from Wheel of Fortune turns 52. Matt Dillon turns 45. Dr. Dre is 44. And Molly Ringwald, who entertained us many years ago in Pretty in Pink and 16 Candles and The Breakfast Club. I saw The Breakfast Club again for the first time in a long time over, maybe it was last weekend.
Yeah.
Really holds up, that movie.
Still great. Still great.
And you forget how serious it is. You think, oh, it's kind of a goofy John Hughes teen comedy. There's a lot of drama and angst in that movie. Everybody starts crying at one point.
I remember there were people sitting around a table. That's my memory of that movie.
Once again, Kevin, that's all I have. You have crystallized the plot of another film.
That's really all I have.
Great cast, too. Everybody in that movie was great.
Yeah. And very entertaining. So, happy birthday to Molly Ringwald, who's 41 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. How about tomorrow morning's all-new Kevin and Bean show? It seems to me like it's worth coming on back for.
Well, we have comedian Lewis Black.
No, sure you do.
No, wait. No, we don't. We have Adam Sessler from G4.
Okay.
Talking about Street Fighter 4 and Grand Theft Auto 4. We have Matt Kenseth, who's a NASCAR driver that won the Daytona 500.
How about that? Yeah. That dude is getting all the tail right now.
And he will be in our studios tomorrow morning, and we continue to qualify you for the K-Rock World Tour Destination Number 4.
Hey, Kevin, how's it going?
Coldplay in the darkness.
I'm the winner, I'm really happy.
All of that tomorrow morning, but don't go away. Nicole Alvarez is up next with 60 minutes of nonstop commercial-free K-Rock music, including some Metallica, also the new one from Kings of Leon. We got Sublime, Foo Fighters, Weezer, and more next on K-Rock.